your Bowie Bay Sox baseball. Our coverage of today's game will soon. To Bowie Bay Sox baseball. Our coverage of today's game starts soon. Bowie Bay Sox baseball. Our coverage of today's game starts soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox baseball. Our today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Ball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listen to Bowie Bay Sox baseball. Coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox. Our coverage of today's will start soon. To Bowie Bay Sox baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox baseball. Our coverage of today's game will soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
It's the Imaging Systems pregame show, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. A win set for game four in this six-game series between the Pittsburgh Senators and your Bowie Bay Sox. Glad you're with us, Matt Sabat, Fenby Field here on City Island, Pennsylvania's capital. It has been a stellar run for Bowie as of late. Officially, the best run of the season, as they've won five consecutive games for the first time all year. The time that the Bay Sox have eclipsed five tries. Bowie had different win streaks of four consecutive earlier in this season, including one that carried into a series at FNB Field in hand, but they were never able to get it five until last night when they clutched the Senators 14-3. And it continued what's kind of the constant trend for the Bay Sox over the last few days. Score early and then chill for a little bit and then pick up score and score late, score often. You miss one or two innings, but you're scoring plenty. Bowie scoring 14 runs for this in just a four-game span as they have been hottest teams offensively in the Eastern League. One of the best teams pitching in the Eastern League. Their bullpen ERA up down now to a 4-point, still just the fifth highest in the Eastern League, but you, when you compare that to the fact that at the end of the first half, Bowie Reavers had the highest ERA in the league. That tells you how big of a difference and here in the second half for Bowie at the bullpen. Got to make it four in a row to start and six in a row overall. If Bowie done, they'll have won the series with Harrisburg. Well, I shouldn't say that. I'd be speaking too soon. They'd have tied the season series with Harrisburg. With two games left to play. They'd take a 9-7 on the series outright, of course, with opportunity to make it five in a row on Saturday. But we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. While the way Bowie is playing does make it seem that they could pick up their first of the season, you've got to take it game by. So we'll start by focusing on today and get you set up with the numbers. As it's in for game number 99. On the season, 8-50 record on the year, a five-game streak. The Bay Sox are 8-2 over their last 10. They are 28 when playing on the road. Berg comes in for game number 100 on the year, a 40-59 record, a three-game losing streak. Senators, they are just 3-7 over the last 10 and 19-29 playing at home. Bowie is 21 in the second half. That is the best record in the Eastern League and tied for the best record since the start of the second half of minor league baseball. Only the AAA affiliate Scranton Wilkes-Barre has one more win in just one game. Bowie is still in place in the Southwest Division here the second half, one game ahead of the surging Erie Seawolves. Erie has also won 8 of their last 9 games, just as Bowie. Harrisburg is 10-20 in the second half this season. They are 6th overall, last in this division, 11.5 games behind in first, only one half behind Richmond in 5th place. But of course, Richmond's standings didn't matter since they won the first. Richmond is headed to the postseason. Know what? Your starting pitching matchup tonight's game sees Brennan Hanafy go up against Jake Irvin, as he comes in with an 0-4 record and a 5.2 ERA. He's been a distant arm for Harrisburg despite that initial eye test for the 5.22. That may make you just kind of turn away from it, look at it, oh, it might not be something. But really, Irvin has been one of the more constant arms to get you through playings and not get too roughed up, because he really just hasn't been getting the run support that he needs. He's not allowed more than 4 runs any of his starts with the Sens, and he's finished at least 5 innings every start except for his double-A debut, which is understandable. But again, he's not earned a win just because he's not been getting the run support. Because, and you ask a guy to say, hey, just 4 or fewer runs in 5 innings seems to be a reasonable ask. It's from this third-party observer. It's to be said that Bowie and their pitching has been very, very good over the last few turns, to where they've only had, I think, 3 instances since, well, the start of last month that a starting pitcher has allowed more than 3 runs. So, made a little bit rose-colored was there, but you got to imagine Jake Irvin is hurting for a win at point, considering the workhorse kind of mentality he's brought in to Harrisburg. His actually best start of the season came against at this ballpark back in early June. He spun 5 shutouts but took a no decision as Bowie later tied the 7th inning. It was only a 1-0 lead for Harrisburg when Irvin left. Game at 1 forced extras, and the Bay Sox eventually lost in walk-off 2-1 in 10 innings. Irvin can touch up to 97 miles an hour, and he does have a curveball and a changeup. He has fly ball pitcher this season. He's played well to this ballpark's dimensions. He's only allowed 2 home runs, 8 strikeouts and only 9 walks, 39 2/3 innings. But Bowie necessarily relied on the home run series. They do have a couple of big home runs, yes. Connor Norby notably has 2 of them out to left field, but Bowie has been playing the alleys well at this ballpark. A lot of times getting runners on base, and then first to third on a single, and then having them score on another single, and hit here or there through those massive in right and left center field. So Irvin has not given up too many home runs, then Bowie might still be able to tag him for a little bit without home run. They can use the base hits he's running today. As Brennan Hanif start for the Bay Sox, it's his 4th start for Bowie, and he comes in for what isn't too hard to classify as his worst start with Bowie, when he wasn't able to finish the first inning. Altoona last week allowed the patterns of his start to 3 different RBI doubles. Now, he was not too sure pitching to contact in essence, but he really could pull his slider out a little bit later and picked up a couple of strikeouts on strike 3s. Of course, you don't want to use the break right away to make sure you get guys used to it before you face them on a second trip through the order. But I think if Hanafy, since he's probably still going to toss 3 innings at the most, won't necessarily see the full lineup 2 times through, so he could make a slider and run with it early to pick up some quick and early strikes. You want to see a quick and clean day for Hanafy, as Bowie might go with some relievers to follow him. I imagine we see a lot of Adam Stauffer today for the Bay Sox. We've got plenty to come on the DC Pitching Systems pregame show. When we return, we chat with Connor Norby, following day for the leadoff man last night. His thoughts on how the offense has been clicking. Back in a bit, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rex is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rex accepts most insurance, and whether it's Braille, Invisalign aligners, anyone can get always wanted with our flexible payment option. With 2 of the country's leading right here in the DC area, we love Sox fans smile with confidence. So amazing smile you deserve. Visit rads.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics. Official smile for the Bowie Bay Sox.
Well, as the baseball season winds down, that means we've got to get ready for football. Friday, September 9th, the Bay Sox football kickoff night at Prince George's Stadium. Getting ready for season and the pro season, the Bay Sox will have a special Adley Rutschman bobblehead. Remember, Adley played college football before the Orioles. It's a free bobblehead for the first 150 fans ages 13 and up. Be sure to join the Bay Sox football night on Friday, September 9th. GateyDocs.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 to 10 p.m. every day of the year. Raise lab tests and prescriptions on site, and most major insurance are accepted. For routine illness and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First. Name fits.
Patient First. Proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open up to 10 p.m. every day.
Back in on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame, we're getting set for game four in this six-game tilt between Bowie and Harrisburg. We're sitting for another massive run last night. What was the pair? That was a Zega. They both practically went to the same spot series.
First night I was just looking for Peter. I got up in the count and then staying here and just kind of backed in, and he left something over the middle, put a good swing on it.
Offense is really clicking right now. 14 runs in two of their last four games at this point. What's kind of been the vibe of guys going up in bat meets ball, see ball, hit ball, going just going as you normally do today to day, and things just clicking right? Would you categorize it maybe some other way?
I mean, when we were in Aberdeen, I thought it was pretty good, and then I got here and then Haskins in the six hole, and absurd to say, but we just feed off each other. And there's not a weak spot in our lineup, one through nine. You can't pitch around anybody. They'll hurt you if you give them something. We just feed off each other really well, and when we get runners on, it's like we're always scoring. I make jokes about how I feel like I'm always on deck, because it's the truth. I feel like I'm always coming up to bat, which is a good thing, because one through nine, we bang right now.
I think they were trying to pitch around Joey Ortiz. Like, I don't think I've seen a guy draw four in all the four plate, a grand total of one strike. We're just getting bored in the dugout? What was happening?
I kept making jokes to him and saying that they're scared of him, but he's no chance. And I'm like, Joey, you've been up there three times and they haven't legit strike yet. So you must be doing something right, because they don't want to see you.
Do you like what's that feeling like to go up and see the first pitch of the ball game, be the settle in and kind of set the tone and doing it well, leading off with base hits for the Lights?
I just try to get on base. I got really good hitters right behind it. Can drive me in from if I'm first base position with those guys. It's table setter. Is the guy who leads off innings and stuff like. You just try to get in, see what the pitcher's got. Even if you get out, you try to read the scene up there. What his fastballs look or whatever he threw you. But it's just, you try to set the table for the night, and leading off games with a hit, just getting on base, it starts them in the dugout for sure, and gets the offense going a little bit and going. It's hard to stop.
So we get with Connor Norby here on the pregame show. One of the things that I've kind of caught over the course of the series, I think it has something, the big outfield at this ballpark. There's a lot of first to third, it feels like. Has that been an aggressive approach, guys, in terms of base running, or something you've picked up, or is it just kind of something that you've taken advantage of and has fallen in lap?
It's something they preach to us, that we're going to be aggressive. There's a point between being too aggressive and aggressor, just knowing that. But we're always going to try to push the envelope, and that's what we preach every day. But, yeah, the outfield, it's a big outfield here, so we know we can take advantage. We have been.
What do you think might even be next for this offense? Is it just to see how long this trend can carry? Because you really can't ask for 14 runs every four. Maybe you can. I'm a professional athlete, but it really seems like something that you just want to carry. Maybe the next step, just see how far you can carry this momentum of run before you start to focus to build on next.
Ideally, you'd score 14 runs a night in offense, but it's baseball. And it's sports in general. You're not going to get. It's just bound to happen. You're a few dry spells. Everyone does it. It's Mike Trout does it. Makes the money he made. It's bound to happen. But we've shown we can win so far in these games or whatever we've played since we've been here. And that's just all we have to continue to do, is just put our best foot forward. That's all it comes. If we play better, we're going to win. And I come ready every single night, get your work in, and take each pitch for what it's worth.
It's been like working with Brandon Becker. There was a story that came out about him recently. I think it was on just kind of talking about his age and his experience, his recency of some of the same shoes that you guys had played, helped him out to be a respectable coach. So what's your experience in working with Beck?
I think Beck's the man. He's the first guy that one of the first guys reached out to me after the draft, and one of the first guys I met when I got down to Florida time, and he's pretty much been with me since day one, it felt like. He was our dean, but I knew. I told him at the end of spring training, I said, I'll see you soon, and he's unbelievable. All our hitting unbelievable with Anthony Villa, Cody Ashe. Those are the three on the most. Zach Cole did a great job in Aberdeen as well. But it's when you have guys that can, like those guys can, it's you can't beat it. And especially with, I was talking to Ashian a lot because he's been there, and he came up and he made his debut. He was around really talented players and guys that you strive to be like, and you just pick their brains, what they're thinking. It's been unbelievable, guys.
Do they make it relatable to understand maybe some of the analytics and all of those like the heat maps and the charts and the stuff they look at? Like, personally, obviously, I don't get to look at a lot of those charts that you guys get to look at, but how do they present it to you? Do they put it in a pretty easy to understand way? You can kind of see it, visualize it when you're at the plate and what you might be approaching a specific pitcher with?
I've seen it a couple times. If you ask for it, they'll show you, but it's not something that they're going to try every day just because I think it can really only hurt a player. Every player kind of knows their strengths and weaknesses, especially this season.
Tell you, they just kind of say, it's like, hey, we're gonna try and approach it this way, something like that.
Yeah, they do, and they explain everything to you. They'll explain as much to you as you want to know. And some guys don't want to know things. Some guys want to know everything. It's personal preference. And I've done a handful of times with those analytical numbers that higher ups look at, and they've explained them to me. And it doesn't matter. You just try to hit a ball hard. That's my whole thought process, and it's what everyone in that clubhouse thought process is.
Take the coaching in the cage, and you put it out there when you're at the plate.
Absolutely. It's preached this year, and what we've been doing is for the entire org, and it seems like you can't really argue too much with it. And I've loved it so far, and it's helped me a lot, and I've grown a lot because of it.
Well, Connor, thank you so much for the time. That's a great way to put it.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
It's Connor Norby. You're on the D-Systems pregame show. We'll step aside. Be back. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services for all residential and commercial pest control pests now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and other pest control services, call. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we tend your team of office technology ready to be your trusted advisors. From creation, output devices, workflow, to document security and storage, people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 01-577-121, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology easy.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs sucks. The best value to see the best Georgia Stadium. You could save up 30% on your selected seat. Today, enjoy a number of exclusive benefits, including flexible options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, free members collectible at your home game of the year. Get your pack now calling 301-46-4865. We're heading on BaySox.com.
Time for Bowie Bay Sox. The Bay Sox are the affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bowie Bay Sox season is brought by Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DEA Imaging Systems, On the Green at First, Roy Farms, Stockters, and Y Pyrotechnics. And now, live from the ballpark, it's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
We're ready to go from FNB in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It's the six-game series between the Harrisburg Senators and your Sox. Glad you're with us. Matt Spott is with you from City Island, Pennsylvania's capital. And as Jake Irvin's on the mound for the Senators, the starting lineup for the Bay Sox that he'll face looks like leading off the designated hitter, Connor Norby, followed by Hauser in right field, batting second. Ortiz is the shortstop. He's batting third. Zarparito at third base, bats fourth. John Rhodes is in left field, batting fifth. Roberts, the catcher, bats sixth. Toby, first base today. He'll be batting seventh. Colin is at second base, batting eighth. Mike Watson is in center field. He'll be batting ninth. The Bay Sox are the AA of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Elmore, assisted by Brandon Becker, Josh Conway, Tim DeJohn, Billy Fett, Chandler Keller. Calvin Christensen, coordinator Lindsey Birchfield, and Blake Wooten, athletic trainers. Bowie, 38-50 on the season, a five-game streak, their longest of the year. They're 8-2 over their last 10, and 21 win playing in the second half. And again, that Bowie lineup features Norby, Kauser, Ortiz, Prieto, Rhodes, Roberts, Welk, Cullen, Watson, all to face off against Jake Irvin on the mound. FNB Field here in Harris is 325 feet down both left and right field, 400 feet away center field, 405 feet to the alleys in left field. As the tall right-hander Irvin finishes his warm-up toss, Israel Pineda behind the plate, scoops and fires to second base delivery, and now Connor Norby can dig into the set for first pitch. Right-hander Norby hitting 265 and a 904 OPS in 20 games played. Six doubles, a triple, seven homers, 13 runs batted in as a shadow pushes across the batting circle to the infield soaked in sunlight. Then sets, turns, kicks, and fires. The first pitch in, it's a fastball called for bottom edge of the zone. And we're under 7.02 p.m. on an 86, partly cloudy, mostly sunny here at FNB Field. 0-1 pitch to Norby. Foul off, popped behind home plate, and the count goes for nothing at two. Norby has led off each of three games for Bowie in this series. He's hit the 0-2, misses high, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. He's been doing so fine for Bowie right now. A lead-off home run in game one of the set. Single and a run scored 2 days ago. Single yesterday, but the next pitch is swung on down and away for strike three. So Irvin does what the previous three starting pitchers could not and retires Connor Norby to start the day with a punch-out. Let's tell you about the defense around the starting pitch. Trey Harris, Rudy Martin, and Justin Kull are your outfielders from left to right. Marmara Hildo is at third base. Jack Luff is the shortstop. Darren at second, and Jack Dunn is at first. Pitch to Colton Kauser is called a strike on a breaking ball, bottom inside corner, and the count opens up at nothing. Israel Pineda is behind the plate for Jake Irvin on mound. Next pitch, Kauser misses up and away a ball. The count runs even at a ball and a strike. 323 average for Kauser, 1083 OPS and 27 played, 7 doubles, no triples, 7 home runs and 19 runs batted in for the Bay Sox this season. Here's one. Lifted out to right center field and deep. It's ending back. He's stopping at the wall. This one is gone. Colton Kauser says goodbye. His 8th home run of the season as a blast to straightaway center field. And for the 4th consecutive game, the Bucks have struck in the first inning. It's one thing. 100 miles an hour off of the bat and 430 feet away from home, the straight center hit off of the top of his eye. And Kauser has 20th RBI this season. After going without a homer a handful of days, he's back on the board. Here's Joey Ortiz. First home run since the Altoona series pitch. Ortiz was a called strike on the outside edge of the zone. Nothing in one. Oh, one pitch, called a strike. A lot of called strikes early on here for it goes to nothing in 2-1 Ortiz, who's been 63 this season, 7-2 OPS in 90 games. Next pitch, poked over towards short, picked up by Jackson Clough between the legs, sends it to first in time, 6-3 put out, and there's two away. Your umpiring crew for today's game, you've got Tanner Moore, the crew at third base, Scott Hart's at first base today, and Jen Powell, the balls and strikes behind home plate. Here's Cesar Prieto. First pitch is a foul, called a strike in the lower inside corner. It's nothing in one to start. Next offering to the lefty misses Downing in a break. On the count runs even at one. 283 average for Prieto this season. A 705 OPS in 56 games. 16 doubles, no triples. Two homers, 25 runs batted. Offering popped foul left side and the count goes two. Jin, a 6'6", 225-pound, 25-year-old righty from Edisota, fourth-round draft selection in 2018, pitched at Oklahoma. I get them mixed up. 1-2, swing and a miss for strike three. Fortunately, I'm not from Oklahoma, or I'd probably get in trouble for making those mistakes. Goes down swinging on a high fastball, and over two strikeouts for Irvin, but a solo for Colton Kauser. And Bowie has a one lead moving into the bottom of the first. One, Harrisburg on the way up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Commercial plumbing project calls for a job done and on time, then you're for the plumbers of Local 5 Washi. Local 5 will always be the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craft DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local Washington, D.C. Start your ship with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. local5plumbers.org.
Lumina Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on screenings. Visit us at our Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Communicable Center, or one of our primary offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous, you are the MVP. Learn more at lumineshealth.org.
Well, for the fourth consecutive game, Bowie Bay Sox have a lead going bottom of the first inning for their starting pitcher to try and manage with. A lot of times, it's been going pretty well. As Brendan Hanafy warms in the mound for the next, the starting lineup for the Harrisburg Senators that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in center field, you've got Rudy Martin, followed Aaron Baker at second base, batting second. At first base, he bats third. Will Garcia, the designated hitter, bats fourth. Chris in left field bats fifth. Israel Pin catcher bats sixth. Justin Cobb, right field, he'll bat seventh. Omar Merrill at third base, eighth. And Jackson Clough is the shortstop, batting ninth. Harrisburg is the AA affiliate of the Washington Nationals, managed by Trip Keister, by Justin Lord, Micah Franklin, Oscar Carr, and T.D. Swinford is the athletic. As Hanafy steps in, the first pitch in, it's a fastball, Miss Martin. It's 1-0 to start. Berg is 40-59 on the season losing streak, 10-20 in the second half. Hanafy delivers the next, and it's down and inside. A bit of a flinch from Martin, but he read it well to 2-0. And again, the Harrisburg lineup features Martin, Baker, Dunn, Garcia, Harris, Pineda, Connell, Marahildo, Clough. 2-0. He squares, pulls, but it's a fastball right down Broadway. Run balls and a strike now. As Bowie is trying to win their sixth straight. 2-1. Serve to the left side, a base hit. It's a shifted Joey Ortiz on the pull side. And Martin opens the day single, extends his hit streak to 5 consecutive. Martin's fourth hit of this series, just 9 at-bats. He's not drawn a walk, does have a home run. And now here's Baker, who's also been having a pretty good series. 279 average for Baker, 716 OPS in 11. No doubles or triples, a home, 3 runs batted in. As the first pitch comes in, and he pokes it to third, well read. Brito bare hands, fires to first, and it's... That's an infield bunt single for Darren Baker. A beauty up the line. In all fairness, Toby Welk at first base, that ball didn't get past him. He had to in front. A good bunt single for Baker puts scoring position. Go-ahead run on base with no one out here in the first inning. Brendan Hanafy already to potentially avoid the disaster that had last week against Dallas. Unable to finish the first inning. As Jack Dunn digs in. Right-hander hitting 255 this season with a 687 OPS, 71 games. 12 doubles, 3 home runs, 19 runs batted in. Hanafy steps off the back of the run second before delivering the first pitch to Dunn. Now he comes set. Fires the first. And just fastball, just maybe a bit inside. Count starts out. Dunn's drawn a portion of walks against the Bay Sox this season. Out as often as he does all on the year. Bounce to third. Could be 3. Prieto steps on third and fires alone. Gets it there. Bay will go to second base. Martin is fired on the 5 unassisted triple play. Got my hopes up for a potential triple, but you saw Baker. He was booking it up the line. Prieto, I don't even think second base. Well, that was a bouncing ball right third. Well-turned twin killing for Cezo. 7th double play that Dunn has hit into this season. Tying scoring position, but now only the go-ahead is at the plate for Wilson Garcia. Pitch bounces in. Fastball misses low. And it's 1-0. Transfer Bowie from left to right in the outfield. You've got John Rhodes, Zach Watson, Colton Cowsar. Prieto is at third base. Joey Ortiz at short. Greg Cullen at second. Welk at first. And Cody Roberts catching behind the plate for Brendan Hanafy on the mound. 267 average for Garcia. 775 OPS. 1-0. Fastball skims in for a called strike. It's 1-1. 92 games for Garcia this year. 20 doubles, no triples. 15 home runs and 53 right in. As Hanafy's runner at second, 2 away. Bowie leads nothing in the first. Next pitch. Serve deal. Oh, he's done it again. It runs back, and there it goes. Wilson Garcia's 16th home run of the season. And 6th against Bowie is a 2-run shot. To Harrisburg ahead. They lead 2-1. That's the first home run that Hanafy has this season. 95 mile off of the bat and 362 from home plate. Garcia just tortures Bowie. It seemed to be that the leaf was just a little
over the start of this series, but Garcia wasn't going to let it go all the way. He's now got 15 RBI against the Bay Sox alone in 55 all. Here's Trey Harris, first pitch. Misses high, and the count starts out. Harris, 3 in his 2 games with Harrisburg. Traded over from Atlanta ahead of the deadline. No triples, no homers. He's in 1 run. Next pitch is swung, is low, and the count runs even at a ball and a strike. Brennan Hanafy, 6'5", 215-pound, 23-year-old right-hander from Harrisonburg, Virginia. Fourth-round draft selection from Ashby School in 2016. Fires the head, swung on and missed. Ball and 2 strikes now. 1 record for Hanafy, a 9.45 ERA in 3 games all starts. But he has short outings, so the ERA is inflated. 1-2 is lifted out to right center field deep, but Kowser sees it. And he catch on this one, ending the inning. Harrisburg jumps ahead. Jason Garcia continues it on Bowie. A 2-run home run to make it 2-1. Senator, we're on to the second. You're listening to baseball.
Bay Sox are getting radical Thursday, August 18th, as we back to the 80s. Get that rip off those jeans and toss on your jean jacket for the 80s rewind. A totally tubular, the greatest musical decade, music and beer specials from 5 to 6. So head on back to the 80s with Bay Sox on Thursday, August 8th. Get your tickets at baysox.com.
You own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the there is no doubt that it is important to have the best trained and most qualified working for you. Members of STEAM UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, making specialty piping services to various customers we serve. For information about the services we provide and the companies you can hire, please visit fitters-602.org.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox, best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play Gadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium see you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience, Prince George's Stadium. Book yours, calling 301-474-4880, or baysox.com.
Bottom of the second here in Harrisburg, a 2-1 set lead. A couple of home runs, one, a solo blast by Colton Kowser, a 2-run shot by Wilson Garcia have done so far. As we're on at the top of the John Rhodes will lead off. First pitch home to Rhodes is called a strike outside a changeup there from Jake Irvin. It's nothing. Rhodes, Roberts, Wethlow set to bat in this half inning for Bowie. 3-for-14 in 3 games a day for John Rhodes. Next pitch. Misses down and away, and down runs even in a ball and a strike. Irvin, 0-4 this season, a 5-2 ERA in 8 games all start. 39 and 2/3 innings, he struck out 3 and walked 9. Next pitch, grounded over to second. Picked at the shoulder by Baker, and he throws a little bit wide to for time. 4-3 putout, Woods is retired to start the inning. Had only allowed 2 home runs, 39 and 2/3 innings, entering today's game before giving us there to Colton Kowser, but he has been fly ball kind of pitcher Berg this season. The fly ball ratio of only .85 as he fires the first here to Cody Roberts. It misses high, a full at 96. Count starts out at nothing and one. His fastball can get there. Tops out at around 7 at points as they play Roberts straight up field. 1-0 pitch. Ball, no, the changeup called for strike on the side corner. It's up now. 254 average for Roberts this season. 37 OPS in 53 games as the 1-1 comes home and it's called a strike. On the count to a ball now on another changeup, lower outside corner. 631 runs for Roberts. He had a day off, but has hits in each of his last 4 games. Here two. And Roberts watching strike 3. Fastball punched the upper eye corner, and Roberts has a couple of parting about that. Honestly, not too sure I agree with him. Some of those, a handful of those pitches look like they were fine in the zone. That's the third strikeout for Jake. First backwards. 2-up, 2 here to start the second inning. Now Toby Welk. First pitch. Catches a fastball. Called for strike on the outside. A lot of great run early on for Jake Irvin, especially from his You don't see a fastball for too many batters, but that's just kind of what's happening. The 0-1. Served up the right to Baker. He was shifted into it. And makes the scoop to fire to first. Time. 4-3 put out on a quick frame. Jake Irvin. 3-up, 3 down, to a strikeout. Bottom of the second coming up. Bowie trails 2-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get the bet at Prince George's Stadium with weekly all season. Tuesdays are military aviation night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service and you'll only half price. Bring along your furry friend Wolf Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud with other beer specials throughout the year and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at base.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care program for residential lawns. Our lawn care program provide ballpark quality results. This is custom tailored with guaranteed results for toughest lawns. On the Green all outdoor pest control services. Those ants, ticks, and more. Safe, effectively control insects and enjoy the summer with On the Green Incorporated. Two, onthegreeninc.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by Pyrotechnics will be lighting up with top-of-the-line fireworks shows, Fox games all season long. We'll get the best bang for your buck. Sky Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom craft plays, and much more. The night's truly limitless, so don't be shy. Why a try? Find out more by calling 570-328-361 or visit us on zypyrotechnics.com.
We're on to the bottom of the second inning. Get ready to be field in Harrisburg as Bowie trails 2-1. If I'm not, first time that the Bay Sox have actually trailed in a series. Harrisburg has come back to tie games, but they've never lead until just now. As Brennan Bee continues on the mound for the Bay Sox, fired strike on the upper inside corner to Israel Pineda. Nothing to start. Pineda, Connell, and Merrill, though, set to bat in this half inning for Harrisburg. As the next pitch is fouled off back to the screen. It's 294 average, 4-pin, 11-18 OPS in 9 games. 2 doubles, no triples, 13 runs batted in. He's only 1-for-7 in this series, however. Strikeouts and a walk. Here's the 0-2. Bounces in, and the count runs to a ball and 2 strikes. Again, very short outing in NFE with Bowie this season, but the reason understandable. Underwent Tommy John surgery at the start of 21 and didn't get back to pitching in live until the start of June. As the next hung on and missed for strike 3. Curveball down and away. Great break on that pitch for Hanafy. His punch out of the day. And there's one gone here in the second inning. But 6 2/3 innings for Hanafy. That's now his strikeout when he's 7 1/3, or technically all. He's only 2 batters, so it's just been a lot of contact. Hampered Hanafy. Opponents hitting him at a 286 clip this year. And after Justin Connell hits him, ball inside, got the hand, and hunched over on the third baseline, gripping it tightly. It's the left hand, maybe his wrist. Now he's walking up the line, shook his head at the dugout. Is he saying he wanted the athletic trainer to come out? It seems to be that is the case, but well, no, looks like he's just going to head up the line. He took his head out. He was going to leave the game for a second, but he was just dropping his gloves and his guard. Down for the bat boy to take back the dugout, and Connell will just take his, I suppose, just the shock of the skim on the hand. So now we go on to Hildo. First pitch to him is called a strike. Side into the zone, and it's nothing and one. 240 average for Mary Hildo, a 9-1 OPS in 8 games. No doubles or triples. Already 3 home runs, 5 in. Runner at first, one away as Bowie trails 2-1. Next pitch in the dirt. It's going to ask for an appeal. No, they'll just say it's ball one. Connell, a stolen base threat. 12 a season, he's been caught 4 times. Now they're putting a strike up on the board. I guess they're saying that he went. I thought it was just straight 1-1. I didn't wear a signal a strike. This pitch misses down and away. So if I'm the scoreboard here, it sounds that we're running the count to a ball and 2 strikes now. Something and something, I can tell you that much. Next offering, Hanafy fires a fastball just one. Again, if we're following the scoreboard, that means count 2. Bay's playing a little bit in the middle infielder's deep as the next pitch misses outside. So that does confirm it. That's ball 3, and it runs the count. This is only the full count that Hanafy has allowed this. Batters 1-for-2, a strikeout, and a walk. 3-2. Foul off. Hits off to the left side as the count stays. Marihildo doesn't have a base hit on four counts yet this season. He has drawn walks against the strikeout. Nice sunny day here at the ball, Harrisburg. We haven't gotten too much sun, of course. Another payoff instead of pickle throw over to first base. We'll wait on the 3-2. Here it is. Runner goes, and in this low for strike three. Throw from Robert. Second is in time. The slide from Connell a little bit wide, and I don't think he made the transfer properly. To slide around while keeping his hand and get his foot over there, but I think he pulled the hand off before he got his foot on. It's a strike him out, throw him out. Nice. Second strikeout for Brendan Hanafy. A scoreless second inning. Third and up. Bowie trails 2-1. York Sox baseball.
It's time to get rich, flavorful coffee from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest, freshest coffee in the world. Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee. Grind those rich, flavorful cups and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms' freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
At DCA Imaging, we provide a tenured team of ophthalmology professionals ready to be your trust advisors. From document creation, out to scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-571-0021, or find out how we can help you. DC.com. DCA Systems, office technology made.
Get your gear and from your favorite Bay Sox players, future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats, and balls, all at great prices. Locating gate at Prince George's Stadium, online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place best Bay Sox gear for you and favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box, Prince George's Stadium, and at BaySoxShop.com.
One in the third enemy field in Harrisburg as Bowie trips 2-1. Greg Cullen will lead to him as a fastball misses too far inside, and the count starts out at 1-0. Well, as I was and had the day rolling along, speed of the voice was starting to come back at so slightly piece by piece as to Cullen misses down for a ball, two strikes from Irvin. I'll tell you, I suppose just the energy that goes together a broadcast for you to me instantly more than I had initially thought. 2-0 to his swung on and missed high, a fastball, count goes 1. Because a lot of that energy, a lot of the volume out of my voice, the rain, just kind of disappeared as we got done with the middle first inning. Not even first, I feel. Greg Cullen hitting 47 this season in 805 OPS, 31 games as the next pitch misses in this ball from Irvin. Might not do some left-handers, I suppose. Goes to 3 balls and a strike. Of course, he gave it to Colton Kowzik in the first inning. He did strike out Cesar 3 lefties, who, along with Cullen. 1 pitch is swung on and missed down. Count runs full. Her season has opponents hitting just 3-for-16 against full counts. He struck out 8 in water. Base is empty, no one out in the third. As the pen in Cullen swings through a high fastball. Worked ahead 3-1, but strikes hanging. That's the fourth of day for Jake Irvin against just 8 batties. Now here's Zach Watson. Right-hander's hitting win this season of 572 OPS in 9 games. First pitch home. On and away, a curveball. Count starts out at 1. 7 doubles, 2 triples, 7 home runs, 20 added in for Watson. He has had the best of seasons against Harris perfectly. As Irvin holds ball up, standing tall before setting, turning heel quickly and firing the next. Watson flinches on a fastball high. Runs the count to 2-0 and has just an 0-83 batting against Harrisburg. A handful of walks. Just hasn't been putting the ball in play. 2-0. Half swing and a high fall. They'll appeal on this one in the first base he went around. That was honestly felt as if the home plate ump rung him up on it first. But it runs the count to 2-1 on Watson. As the next pitch in from Irvin is outside. Change up runs the count to 3-1, so back-to-back counts for Jake Irvin. He's been a pretty efficient pitcher this season. And I said it, he just hasn't gotten run support here. 3-1. Fouled off back to greens, and now consecutive full counts for the right-hander. Irvin was much like Brennan Hanafy in that he essentially missed years. As the 3-2 comes home, and it's high ball four. Bowie gets their base runner of the day. After Colton Kowser's solo home run inning, Zach Watson draws the free pass. And there's one on with one out in the top of the third. Yeah, Irvin appeared in 2001 as he was rehabbing from Tommy John that he underwent in October 20. So his rehab timeline a little bit earlier than these, because Hanafy underwent the knife in 2021. And to the top of the lineup for Connor Norby, the first pitch is a changeup called for strike on the outside of the zone. Nothing in one to start. Norby struck out swinging in the first inning. As Irvin holds, first actually dealing with a runner on base. He spins and fires back to first, but just a bit late. Watson slides under the deck, and then we'll wait on the ultimate to Norby. Well, they had a rain delay over in Altoona, but I think they're going to get back to action in about 15 minutes as Norby has swung on and missed down at 2. Problem is, though, is that, of course, since Altoona is only about 2 hours-ish of here. Pretty cell that hits PNG Field and is almost very likely. Harrisburg, 0-2 pitch. Norby watches high ball. And the count runs to a ball and two. Fortunately, however, we have been seeing shrinking percentages of rain, shrinking chances. And we might be able to go through this thing dry if we're lucky. Once down and away, back pick to first, a little bit late. A little bit into foul territory as well. Runs even at 2 on Norby. Zach Wackle to scamper back in safely. But it does run the count. Watson on the season has attempted 4, has been caught only once. Israel Pineda has only seen 6 attempts. 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Away. And Norby is down on for the second time tonight. 5th overall for Jake Irvin. And now on to Colton Kowser. Well, the shadows have started over the rest of the field now. Looks like we might have had a cloud pass by the sun, but still polite. While the lights have gone on, Kowser misses way high. This ball at 94, but off of the TrackMan readout. Starts out at 1-0. Kowser served a 1-1 pitch out to deep center field, 430 feet. Back first inning. As another throw to first comes in just a tad bit. Watson is getting a couple of big secondary leads over at first base. And Irvin have that bad of a moat to the mound. And there he goes. Next pitch misses down. Throw to second is high and wins safely. Good read after the attempted pick. Watson was booking it. 4th stolen base in for Watson. He represents a time run now in scoring position with 2 outs and now a 2-1 count on Colton Kowser. Big hitter's opportunity here for Kowser. Hit it into the gap, even a single with run. Pitch home. Fastball misses inside. Brushed him a little, maybe. But the count goes to 3-0. Again, Bowie trails by Justin here in the top of the third inning. Kowser has the only base hit for the Bay Sox. Here's the next, and it's high ball 4. A 4-pitch walk from Jake, his second walk of the day, both in this. And it extends them now for Joey Ortiz. Bowie only has 3 base runners total in this game, but Irvin is stretching himself a little count. Still has a decent strike ratio, but that's now 4 pitches and 2 2/3 inning. Ortiz ground stop his first time up. Here's the first pitch, and he swings high fastball. Nothing in 1 to. It's hits in 20 of his last 21 games right now for Joey Ortiz. It's been the best run from any individual hitter this season for Bowie, including a 12-game hit streak. 0-1. Called his fastball was right down Broadway. Again, a lot of great movement. Both planes. As Ortiz is going to call for time, I think he might sweat or some of his eye in his eye. He stepped fully outside of the circle under the grass, took his helmet, and was just rubbing his eyes as quickly as he could to try and clear what obstruction it was. course, for a batter, aside from the bat, these are really your best, your most important tool. The pitch bounces in front by Pineda. He sheds the mask, pushing it a bit up the line, but the runner stays. As that curveball missed a bit, and it's a ball on two strikes now. Well, it was such a fun day for Joey Ortiz yesterday. We're just, whether they were intending to or not, he just looked like Barry Bonds out there with the fact that no one wanted to throw him. First Bay Sox batter season to draw four walks. Which called strike three. Fastball at the top half of the zone. Again, movement has been fooling batters. Gervin, his called strikes are there. He strikes out three in the third and strands a tying run at second base. Bottom of the third, coming as Bowie trails 2-1. You're listening to Base Baseball.
Get the best deep Georgia Stadium with weekly all season. Tuesdays are military appreciation night. Purchase a box seat at the proof of service and you'll only pay us. Bring along your furry friend on Wolf's Day, and it's the best happy hour around day from 5 to 6:30. Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year and live music to get your night started. It's all time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
Is proud to partner with the Sox and provide their pest control service for all your residential and commercial needs. Call Pest Now for general control, termite control, mosquito, and all other pest control services. Pest Now. You can reach us at 302-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Plenty going on at the ballpark on Saturday, August 27th. Bowie will be hosting a special tribute to baseball, as well as an exhibit presented by the Ibsen Foundation with special artifacts from Hall of Famer's career, as well as the Bay Sox Huge Touch a Truck event featuring dozen construction, excavation, emergency vehicles, and for all fans to enjoy and interact with as well. It begins at 4:30 and is going to 6:30 ahead of the 6:35 game. And by Miss Utility and comes your way on our fifth Saturday, August 27th, so get your tickets.com. The home half of the third inning here at FNB in Harrisburg as Bowie trails to one. Brennan Hanafy will continue on the mound. The way he's been pitching, the way the trend has been going, this may be the last inning he tosses as he'll face two in the Harrisburg lineup, starting with Jeff. First pitch into Clough, swung on and missed. When we're outside, and it's nothing and one to start. 186 average for Clough, a 550 PS in 80 games. From Hanafy, misses upside. The count runs even at a ball and a strike. 12-4 home runs, 17 runs batted in. So it'll be Clough, Rudy Martin, and Darren Baker, three straight left-handers to face off against Hanafy here as the next pitch misses up and away again. Change-up runs the count to two balls and a strike. Two-run home runs and Garcia in the first inning, each side of the first. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. From outside, and it's two balls and two strikes. Hanafy, still a valued prospect in the Orioles organization. He was twice named an Orioles minor league all-star 2018 and 2019, as in, and if this is down and inside, full. Second full, Hanafy has worked. He had Omar Merrill for striking him out in the second. Off. Swinging a line drive out toward right center field and deep. Cowser runs the warning track. He leaps at the wall and he put it down. Colton takes away another. The robberies continue from the right fielder. And is devastated as he ducks back to the dugout. Colton Cowser has done it again. Second time this season, he stole a home run away in field back when Bowie was playing against Tuna. And now he's taken away from Clough. Third inning to open things up. Hanafy a little bit clean as the first pitch hit off man Rudy Martin is bounced to short. Picked on Joey Ortiz from behind the sends it to first. And it's in. Good opening there from Hanafy. When Winker down. And Martin taken down on just one quick pitch. Gone here in the third. Now Darren Baker. First pitch misses up and away. One out of Baker. Called a strike in the lower inside corner. And the count runs even at one. As Hanafy turns and delivers, it's swung on and booped out toward left center, or left field rather, down toward the line, where it's picked there back to the infield by John Rose. Baker at a single. But it's a day for Darren Baker after he laid the bunt single in the first inning. that eventually brought him around the score on Wilson Garcia's two-run home run. As the inning extends now, Dunn hit into a double back in the first. There's two outs here in the bottom of the third. First pitch misses down and away. It's out at 1-0. Six first pitch balls so far for Ben Hanafy against the 12 batters he faced. The 1-0. Call the strike. Throw to second is not in time. Just a maker got the hand in just safe and made the transfer. And now here comes Tim DeJohn to argue about it. Saying something along the lines of how it was tough to Justin Connell being caught stealing second inning. But I really do think the Wavell had slid around to try and avoid the tag, pulled his hand in the bag for a brief moment when he tried to transfer to the foot. Darren Benstead here, while picking up his second steal season, definitely seen get the hand in first and just led with the hand the entire way, made transfer pretty much after he was done. Here's the 1-1 pitch, bounces in, and the count goes to 2 balls and a strike on. But still now to just get out of the inning. There's not going to be any love lost. And he just strands that runner. Strike out, the bat to pop out, whatever you want. Here's the 2-1. Check swing down and away. Curveball, and the count runs 3 balls and a strike on Dunn. Hanafy has had his limit be around 50 pitches per start. He's not actually thrown more than 50 in any of his this season. A lot of times he's hovered around the high 40s. And this next one is number 41 pitches, down and away for ball four. So he walks his first batter today, third of the season. And I wonder if Bowie is going to get anyone up and moving now in response. It's probably come soon as bullpen catcher Wag Ramirez is walking out now to the bull from the dugout. Wilson just steps in, and of course you need to be careful with it. Bats lefty in the first pitch, misses down inside for a ball. It's 1-0. So 7 first pitch balls against 13 batters for Brendan Hanafy so far. Garcia had the 2-run home run, 1-1 count. Back in the first, they hit it out to deep right field. Here's the 1-0. Cezanne skips off of the catcher's chest, and the runners will advance as Wirtz had to chase it out toward in Forsberg dugout. Wild pitch puts two into scoring position, and Bowie already doesn't too far out of hand. Already trailed 2-1. But Jake Irvin for Harris Well only allowed one hit. The home run for Colton Kowser. And now here comes John, too happy with what he's seeing. Get a chance to take a look around the rest of the Eastern League right now as rain delay still over in Altoona. They're ready to get going around right now. They were looking at 740, so we'll see if that one gets back to action soon. Binghamton and Somerset had to complete his game earlier today. It was suspended. They picked it back up to dish out an 11-8 Binghamton win. Honestly, a lot larger of a lead than that. And Somerset just made a late push, still had no chance. And they're regularly scheduled game right now. In the bottom of the second, Somerset leads 1-0. So 2-0, the count on Garcia here. It's 2 away. Next pitch. Fast inside. And the count goes to 3-0. Redding leads Hartford 1-0 in the middle of the fourth. Erie ahead of Portland 2-1 in the sixth. Erie just doesn't want to lose. 3-0. Strike inside edge, and it's 3-1 on Garcia. And then New Hampshire, a 1-0 lead over Richmond at a Delta Dental Stadium. 3-1 to Garcia. Bouncing ball right side. Foul. Picked in the first base. Hucks and the count runs full. Hanafy trying to keep it a game. Send us into the fourth inning on what's probably last frame of work. That's here. Second and third, two away. The 3-2 to Garcia. Swing and a miss for strike three. It hits off of his foot. It rolls up the line. Hanafy will throw it to first base to complete the putout. As Garcia had opportunity at that devastating center down and inside. And hop game time. Third for Brendan Hanafy. Completes a scoreless inning, stranding two in scoring position. Fourth inning coming up. Bowie trips 2-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional-based lawn care program for residential lawns. Our lawn care pro provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed rates for even the toughest lawns. Our team also offers outdoor pest services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
The best way to take it a base game is with a group outing at Prince George's. Everything from entertaining clients to even fundraising opportunities for your. The Bay Sox offer plenty of options for at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options, suites, seats, and decks, ballpark. Your group can eat their fill unforgettable time. Find out and schedule your group outing by calling 3464-488 or going to baysox.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists, dealers, closers, cleanuppers. Together, they help their teams and the rest. Specialists also helps at Chesapeake Employers Insurance, apart from their workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedics, nurse case managers, a physical, and more. All to get your employees back to work, contain costs, and keep down. That's teamwork. To learn with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Fourth inning here in Harrisburg as Bowie still trails 2-1. Cesar Prieto will lead up Sox and squares on the first pitch, but intact. Tried to run it up the line. Jump down and away. And it's nothing and one to start Tanner. Jake Irvin continues on the mound. He's at a pretty good rate of strikes. He struck out six batters over his first 12 face. Walked a pair, allowed a solo home run. That's blind. Next pitch, Prieto swings through a ball away, and it's already enough two. Prieto struck out swinging on a 1-2 back in the first inning. It'll be John Rhodes and Cody Roberts in this frame. 0-2 pitch. Bounces into that hit off of his foot. I mean, it skipped away somewhere and rolled to the left side. I think there's a hit off of the catcher, and the count runs ball and two strikes. Prieto didn't seem to them. But he'll dig back in. And he'll try again. Shift on for the left. Here's the 1-2. And Prieto swings and misses. Fat side, Bowie does not have an answer, just Evans' fastball. And that's his strikeout here on just into the fourth inning. See, Irvin is 8. That was in the third innings against Richmond, in which he 4 runs in a losing effort. Well, I mentioned it, Harrisburg has not given his support. The final score of that game was 5-1. First pitch home to John Rhodes misses down and away, and the count starts out 1-0. Rhodes ground out to second base back in the second inning. Here's the one pitch. Curveball misses just high. And the count goes to 2-0. Well, it seems to be that Altoona have resumed their game over at PNG Field. Hopefully whatever rain hit them breaks up through the mountains before it us. The 2-0 to Rhodes misses wide. Fastball runs the count to 3-0. See now if Irvin tries to use his away a little bit. So now that Bowie batters have just watched it sail through so often, maybe on the second trip through they'll swing and miss. As the 3-0 pitch misses high. Fastball again, and a 4-buck to John Rhodes. Third walk given up by Irvin today. Tying runs on base now. This is the most walks Irvin has allowed in a single game all season. If Bowie was dingly frustrating for Harrisburg today, they drew 13 walks, a season's high for a single for both sides. First pitch to Cody Robert. Misses wide. Ball runs the count to 1-0. That's straight out of the zone for Irvin. Soft lead at first for Rhodes, not in his brief double-A career, as the ball comes in and Roberts pops it up. Foul ground right side, first base done is ranging, but it gets a count will go even at a strike. Well, when you think about it sometimes, just how the Eastern League is at points. You look at Altoona and you look at Harrisburg and how close they are, but how different in terms of just their general regions. 1-1 to Roberts is foul screen. A ball and two strikes now. Altoona you can't necessarily call it too isolated, but it is one of the more isolated ones in the league. They've got a very homely appearance, but ballpark very reminiscent of Camden Yards. Very brick pits as the next pitch to Roberts is smashed out toward the left side. And will touch down off of a tent and roll onto the concourse. Count stays at a ball and two strike. And you just travel 4.5, 2 miles, 2 hours east of Altoona, depending on how fast you go in. And you'll wind up here at City Island in downtown Harrisburg, the middle of the state. 1-2 to Roberts, swinging a line drive right center field, falling quickly and down it past the diving glove of Justin Powell. Rhodes to go first to third. He's there. The throw goes a bit wild, but it's backed up. Roberts goes into second base with a double, 10th of the season, and Bowie's back in business. Tying run at second base, and run in scoring position with only one out here in the top of the fourth. A bit intriguing, I think, for Justin Connell to go after that. That is a very tough play. If it was more of a line drive, I think it'd be easier to justify dive that ball. But that was more, you could call it the Texas leaguer. Go for it, and fortunately enough for him, Root not too far behind to be able to back it up after it hit off of Connell. Now here's Toby Welk, first pitch. Fastball is high, and it's 1-0 to start. Welk grounded a second baseman back in the second inning. If he does that again here, Bowie probably has the lead. Or not the lead, the top. Here's the 1-0, and Welk foul right side. Count runs at one. That's so used to Bowie being in tie games or being ahead in the games that it's still tough for me to when Bowie is trailing. Not a bad problem to have. Get used to it, because I mean, massive runs like what the Bay Sox have been on are unprecedented. You can't expect them to deliver as fun as that would be. 1-1 pitch, and Welk has a called strike. Fastball hits the outside. That's one of the first called strikes in a while for Jacobin. As it runs the count to a ball on two strikes here. Second and third with a one out in the top of the fourth. Harrick ahead 2-1. As Irvin deals the neck, reaches down for a breaking ball to the left side. Count stays at a ball and strikes. But yeah, you've got Altoona, then you've not too far, and then even closer to that, you've got Reading, one of the most historic ballparks in minor league baseball. First Energy Stadium there is just incredible. The way that it is constructed to that 50 duty, the 1-2, Welk pops the foul, back behind home plate in the count state. And then, of course, Prince George's Stadium is now south of Harrisburg, probably about the same south as Altoona's west, in the suburb of Washington, D.C., just of Baltimore as well. So many unique locales, beauties in the Eastern League. 1-2 pitch, and Welk drills it out to deep right center field. This is going to score the run. Backing up on it, he squares, runs in a tad. He'll rip a bullet back home off. And Bowie has tied the game. A sack fly by Toby Welk, and it's a great throw by Justin Connell, but more so used to keep Roberts from trying to advance. John Rhodes scores on the sacrifice. And now go-ahead run remains in scoring position for Glenn. Seventh RBI for Toby Welk season. Cullen struck out, swung on a full count offering in the third, and the first hit misses high. Count starts out at 1-0. Is going to make one final trip to the ballpark that they have not visited yet. Following this, Harrisburg, they go up to Akron. Pick off the second, just off of the glove of Jackson Clough at short. Timing a little close. Cody could have been in trouble there, I imagine he shall. The throw was just a tad bit low, and Clough couldn't fully receive it. And Bowie will visit Akron for seven games next week, rather. Not six games. The 1-0 to Cullen. Inside, brushed him. Nick Ogard, and he's headed to first base. Hit by for Irvin. Third this season. And it's a visit. As Irvin strikeout, but then allowed a four-pitch walk, a double, a sacrifice, and now a hit by pitch. But Akron's a very lovely town, kind of in the same relation to considering its proximity, its parent organization in Cleveland. Akron not too far south of Cleveland. The park is practically just sat in the middle of downtown Akron. Bowie will go there next week for seven games. One game, a doubleheader, make up for a lost game back at Prince George's Stadium in July. And then after Bowie goes home for 2 weeks, they head to Erie, Richmond for a week, and then close out the regular back up in Akron first. Zach Watson misses up and away a fastball. Counts to 0. Watson drew a walk and stole it in the third inning, but he was left at second base. A 2-2 game here in the top of the fourth. Bowie has just two hits. 1-0 to Watson. That one, an interesting strike, a little bit wide. The previous pitch was closer into the zone. Pose the assumption was that it was a little high. And that one definitely be a little bit outside. Count even at 1. The next pitch to Watson is popped behind home plate. Count runs to a ball and 2 now. So it's up to 71 pitches now for Irvin. He entered around 40. But he's got Watson behind on a one pitch. Fastball misses way high as Pineda had to pop up to pull. Count goes to 2-2. Runner at second, 2 away. The 2-2 to Watson. Misses outside, runs it full. As I've been saying for a lot in this game, Hanifee probably only going to go 3 innings, but I'm misleaved. Bowie has not had a warming up in the bullpen all inning. So Hanifee will most likely go on for the fourth. Bowie is the game, of course, for him. Full count here on Zach Watson in a second. Maybe they can give him the lead. As Irv Zets. The 3-2 pitch. Roberts goes, and it's grounded foul. Took off two at first base. Again, the way these gaps play in the outfield at FN Harrisburg, you hit a routine gap and a runner at first can go straight without even a close throw. Runners go again. Payoff, and it's swung on and missed high for strike 3. Fastball would have been ball 4, but Sin couldn't lay off as Irvin Stroud, his 8th batter, tying a season. But Bowie ties the game up. Walk, a double, and a sacrifice fly. As we move to the bottom of the 4th at F Field, it's 2-2. You're listening to Fox Baseball.
Scare displays by ZY Pops will be lighting up the sky with top fireworks shows following Bay Sox all season long. We will give you bang for your buck. Sky Shooter displays include traditional shows, pyro musicals, custom choreographies, and much more. The night sky truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give it a try. Find out more by calling us 570-328-161 or visit us online at zypyrotechnics.com.
Well, it's the night that Orioles fans should have circled on their calendar. August 21st, when the Bay Sox Birdland. We know you're on and proud at Prince George's Stadium, but you'd this game as the Bay Sox will be giving away a special mystery autographed to 2022 team. The first 750 fans ages 3 and up will receive a mystery autographed item, so be sure to get your tickets fast. Sunday, August 1st, the Birdland Celebration. BaySox.com.
At Deeding Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document output devices, scanning and workflow, security and storage, we understand people, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-571-0021, or find out more about how we can help DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Well, we're on bottom of the fourth inning here at FNB Field in Harrisburg as the Bay Sox and Senators are tied at 2. Looks to be that Bowie has made a defensive change. Maverick Hanley in for the catching duties now. As Bowie Roberts is done for, lugged out a double in the fourth inning. Maybe spun up a little bit while sliding back on an attempted pickoff a little bit earlier. So Hanley will catch. But Brennan Hanafy continue on the mound for the Bay Sox. First time all season that Hanafy is moving into the fourth inning. And he'll face off against 5, 6, and 7 in the Pittsburgh lineup to get it going. Harris to lead off, then Israel Pineda and Jen Connell after that. As Harris, Pitefield back in the first inning. See what Hanafy do. This is going to be the first time he passes 50 pitches all each. Swing and a miss. Fastball down and away, and the count sticks out at nothing and one. Handley catching now for Bowie. It's like going from 1B to 1A or 1B in terms of the catcher. Bowie, you never really have to worry about who you get the backstop. Next pitch grounded over to the right. Colton, but he backhands it at the waist. Five long throw to first and sit there. Very deep in the hole, a little bit above for Cullen, but he was shaded. What get it? And it's a 4-3 about to get things started. So now here's Israel Pineda. Pineda struck swinging back in the second inning. First pitch, hits it behind the screen, and the count's at nothing and one. So this next pitch for Hanafy is 51st. First time he's more than 50 pitches in an outing since 2019. He's swinging a foul, hits off home plate, and the count to nothing and two. Trey Mancini hitting a second home run for Austin now. A grand slam for the Astros as they play Cleveland up in Cleveland. Swing and a miss for strike three. Slider down and inside for Hanafy. Fourth inning, looking to be his best so far. Fourth strikeout, two in a row set down to start the frame. First time he's actually, well, no, second time he did it in the third and allowed a single walk before getting out of it. So here's Justin. First pitch, him, right-hander, peels back on a king ball inside. Count starts out at 1-0. So I'm partly mistaken, partly right. It's Trey Mancini's second home run of Houston, but it is his second home run of the game. A solo home run earlier in the game. It's his third throws. Next pitch, called a strike. Ball hits right down Broadway. It actually skipped off the glove, however, of Maverick Handley. And it runs the count even at a ball and a strike. So Handley will take over Roberts, batting sixth. So he won't get up unless a big inning. Next pitch. Fess is down, and the count goes to one on Connell. Yeah, because Rob third in the last half innings. Bases empty, two outs. And Bowie does have a right-hander tossing a pin now. 2-1. Hatch in the dirty went. Home plate ringing him up on it that time as Connell couldn't pull back. As the changeup a little bit late. And it's a strike. Two balls and two strikes. As I had anticipated, Adam Stauffer can really take bulk innings for Bowie. Pairs up well right now with Hanafy as he's trying to stretch himself out. 2-2. Down and away, another changeup, runs full. Infield straight up on the right-hander. As Hanafy has it, kicks and fires. 3-2 pitch, it's down and away for ball four. Second up given up by Hanafy today. First time this season that he's walked multiple batters in an appearance. Now on to Marahildo. Marahildo struck out on a full back in the second inning. That actually ended the frame. First pitch. And it's dead. Count starts out at 1-0. So Connell got caught stealing in the second inning. It was the fifth time he'd been caught here. And it was the fourth, or 16th runner caught this season for Roberts. But now it's Handley. We'll see if Connell gets his hand again. As the 1-0 comes in, and it went away. Count goes to two balls and no strikes. Well, I wonder if they're incrementally up to the pitch limit for Brennan Hanafy, and it was sitting around 50 pitches for a very long time. I bet you it's 60 right now. 2-0 pitch. Misses wide, and it's still on Marahildo. That was the 61st pitch. And if there is an incremental pitch limit, that would tell you that this is less batter for Hanafy, no matter what the outcome. Marahildo reaches or not. 3-0 is down and away, and a four-pitch walk. Back-to-back walks for Hanafy. Hanley is going to come out and talk. We'll see if Jim DeJohn comes out, and yes, he does. Whether that was the limit or not, V, looks to be at the limit. Back-to-back walks with two fourth inning, and he's done. As Adam Stauffer will come in and keep this game tied. First and second with two away in the fourth, a 2-2 game. You're listening to Spall.
Bash with the Bay Sox is the at the ballpark. Bring your friends and fam to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play game stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium by calling 301-44880 or at baysox.com.
From to stitches, sore throats, aches, and pulled muscles to poor V. Care is around the corner, patient first. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, prescription drugs are on site, and motor insurance plans are accepted. For illnesses and injuries, patient is here for you. Patient first, the name fits.
Patient, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open to 10 p.m. every day.
Well, it's a big chance for Adam Stauffer here, bottom of the fourth inning, as he comes on two outs. Runners at first and base of a tie ball game. Matt Sabat is with you from FNB Field in Pittsburg as Stauffer replaced Brennan Hanafy. Hanafy not closed, of course. Runners on base below. But he did pick up his appearance of the season. Three innings of ball for Hanafy. So far, he's allowed to go up to four. He struck out four batters and did walk a season's high four batters as well, including back-to-back batters leading his exit. With runners second and two outs, Stauffer will take off against Jackson Clough. Adam Stauffer, a 6'7", 240-pound right, 19th-round draft selection and 22 far from here in Coatesville High School in Pennsylvania. On the season for Bowie, he's made 18 appearances, gone 4-1 with a 3.40 ERA. Clough on the... A fly out to right field. First pitch. Foul, or poked up the third baseline. Corralled by Stauffer. Sent to first, but well, then it gets away. Runner's trying to score. It's home, and it's offline. Runner scores. They go bird, and they get the back end runner trying to advance. Harrisburg takes the lead. A little poked single. A sweet bunt by Jackson Clough. Mess of a play, and it's 2-2. The run charge to Hanafy, and the inning is over. Into the fifth at FNB Field. Bowie trails by one again. You're listening to Sox Baseball.
Hey, coffers. Know where you'll find the world's best cup of coffee? Right here, Royal Farms. Because with our new system, it takes less than a minute to go from selecting the kind of you want to this. Ah, the freshest, flavorful cup of coffee you can buy is Royal Farms. So try one. We love it first sip because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, ticket offers, and free gifts for signing up. Parents, head over to baysox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on options and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club, now at baysox.com.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC technician, and you're interested in a pipe, a better means to provide yourself and your family, a way to ensure that you're earning the highest and the best benefits in our industry. Visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about what we can do to help change your...
Harrisburg's make a change just as they've secured the lead into the top of the fifth inning. 3-2 ball game with Francis Peguero to face Connor Norby. First pitch is swinging up on a high fastball. It's nothing. Matt Sabat is with you from FNB in Harrisburg as Jake Irvin is. He takes a no decision today on just things. Second shortest start of his. The Senators 0-1 pitch. Norby swings and misses on a low breaking ball. It's nothing. In two. Four innings for Irvin. He allowed only two hits and two runs. Both were earned. He got eight, which tied a season's high, and walked three, which was a season's high. 0-2 pitch to Norby. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. So those numbers combined, see a strikeout, season high walks, that tells you a lot of pitches and why he can only finish for was near 80 as home. And Norby checks his swing, a pitch down, they'll appeal as it bounces up the line and they ring him up on it. Norby's upset on that one because he didn't get the opportunity to run to first base. A slow roller. I don't think he would have gotten there anyway, but I think he's also rung up on it in general. So strikes out the first batter he faces at leaf, and that's 9 overall for Harrisburg pitching today. And Kowser will dig in now. Again, though, it's a notice in for Irvin. He's going to stay at 0 from the season for Harrisburg as Colton Kowser. First, he squares. Pulls back on a fastball away, and the count starts out at 1-0. Haven't seen too many bunt Colton Kowser this season. Ferreiro making his second appearance in this series. Two 170-pound, 25-year-old, make that 26-years-old, from Altomayor in the Dominican. Designed 9 years ago, 2013. Fire 1-0 to Kowser, and it misses high. 2-0. Peguero, 5 appearances this season. 1-5 record, a 3.2 ERA in 43 2/3 innings. Whoa, and Kowser mashes it out to deep right center field. Martin's running back. He's curling around at the warning track. And he makes the catch up again. He had it red at the last sec. Kowser gave it another big drop. Probably could have gotten out at Prince George's Stadium. 400 feet away. Well, that's a deep right center field gap at this park. And Kowser robbed of one. In all fairness, Kowser did rob Jackson Clough of a home run earlier today. I suppose it only seems too fair. But there's quickly two gone. Here's Joey Ortiz. First pitch misses down, and it's 1-0 to start. Peguero is making his second appearance series. He was the losing pitcher back on Wednesday. As the 1-0 to Ortiz is foul left side. Count runs even at a ball on a strike. It was a 4-4 game when Joe came in for the seventh inning, and he gave up a walk, be a single to Kowser, and a go-ahead DI double to Ortiz. Made it 6-4, the final score. Here's the 1-1 offering. Ortiz lines it out to deep left field. Just running back, and he's going to stop. That is way out of here. G. Ortiz says goodbye. His 11th home run of the season is tying solo blast in the fifth. Then it's 3-3. A big shot for Ortiz to extend his hitting streak to 10 consecutive games. Hit one of his last 22, and boy, he know when to come through for it. So now on to Cesar Perea, seeing if he can join in on the fun. Shift off for the left-hander. The first pitch comes in, and it missed. Fastball high, counts out at nothing and one. Can't say much about distance. The pin didn't actually catch the estimated distance on that bat ball, but I could tell you it was 100 miles an hour as Ortiz slices the next field. It's going the other way, and it'll touch down corner. Picked up off of the wall by Tsin. Prieto will go to second basing. His 17th double season keeps the base on here in the fifth inning with two outs. They've now got the go-ahead run in scoring position. They entered the frame trailing. That's 6 consecutive for Cesar Prieto now as well. John Rhodes, who drew a walk last time up. Prieto's season-high hit streak is straight games. Had that back around the start of his Bowie tenure, and now he stands at second base with Rhodes. 0-1, first pitch. Rhodes watches fastball, called for strike in the top half of the zone. Count opens up at nothing and one. So it was 100 miles an hour off the bees, and they do have a national sign well past the wall saying 388 feet at the team store. So I'd estimate it around 360. Here's the misses down and away. Good snap by Pineda to try and frame it. But count runs even to the ball and a strike on Rowe. It was a 4-pitch walk for him back in the fourth. That led to Bowie tying the game at that point. 2-2 when Welk lifted a sacrifice fly to Swodes. Next pitch. Bounced over to third. Tough play. Picked on the low hop by Omar Merritt. High into the knee. He uprights and fires to first. 5-3 put out ends the inning. Go ahead run in second. Butted it up on Joey Ortiz's 11th home season. We're halfway home. Field a fun game. It's 3-3. Listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Celebrate your Chesapeake from Friday, August 19th as the Bay Sox, Maryland's Baytoberfest at Prince Stadium. All things Maryland presented by Royals with an upcoming special Baytoberfest beer sign and ticket package available. And with a big chance to celebrate all things Maryland, it wouldn't be without your very own Maryland flag signed Bay Sox hat with Adley Rutschman and his number 35 patched on the side. It's Maryland Baytoberfest and the Adley Rutschman away Friday, August 19th at Prince Stadium. So get your tickets at baysox.com.
Baseball is specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employee Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health service team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse managers, a physical therapist, and more to get your employee back to work, costs, and keep premiums down. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CWC.com.
Deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics most insurance, and whether it's braces, Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the all they've always wanted with our flexible payment. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. Amazing smile you deserve. Visit rad.com today and book your free consult. That's adsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics. Official smile provider, Bowie Bay Sox.
We're on to the bottom of the fifth inning at FNB Field in Harrisburg as Boone has tied the game back up at 3. Joey Ortiz, a solo home run for his 11th of the season, and that gives Adam Stauff a little bit of room to work with as he starts with the top of the Harrisburg up here in the fifth. So the line is closed on Brennan Hanafy, 3-2 innings. He allowed 4 runs and 3 hits all earned, or 4 hits and earned. Switch those numbers up. 4 strikeouts and 4 wins. And before Stauffer delivered pitch to Rudy Martin, he's hit with a pitch collision. So the count will start out at an 0 before Martin even gets a chance to see something. So now here's the first pitch, and it's down and inside for a ball. Start the count out on Martin, who singled to left field, but was taken out on a double. Before doing anything in the game, he grounded out to the shortstop, his last up. Here's the 2-0. Martin flinches on a fastball called for a lower inside corner, and it's 2-1. Stauffer on the season, Bowie has struck out 55 batters in 47 birds. He's only walked 17. He has allowed 6 home runs. The 2 swing and a miss. Hard slider down and inside for Martin, and the runs even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's been a good series for Martin. 4-for-10 overall. 3 runs batted in. Down and in, ball 3. And that's with a lot of bouncing around, too. He's led off 3 of the games. He actually didn't even bat Wednesday's game with the left-hander Drew Romster. Didn't want the lefty-lefty matchup. As that comes home, and it's fouled off. Sliced off at the top of the zone, and the count remains. Stauffer holding time, finally delivers the payoff. Misses high for ball 4. So a leadoff walk for Stauffer. Fifth inning is its first of the day. The 4th overall, however, for Bay Sox pitching. This has not been a well-executed game zone for either side. Kervin walked 3 batters for a season. Brennan Hanafy walked 4 batters. I said 4 batters, it's only 3. I don't know where I got that 4 from. Now here's Darren Baker on a 2-for-2 day. First pitch. Baker watches curveball miss well outside. It's out at 1-0. Rudy Martin thinking about second. Took a big lead there. That first pitch honestly would have been pretty good to take off on. Here's the 1-0, and it's a fastball, missed. Count goes to 2-0. Stauffer is having a tough time the last couple of appearances. He'd been one of the most wrong mans for the Bay Sox over the course of June and July. As he gets the 2-0, and it's in there for a strike, fastball in the outer half, 2-1 now. But against Altoona, back on the 31st, he allowed runs in just one inning. Fortunately for Bowie, it wasn't an inning. He still won 14-6. 2-1 pitch, runner, and it's called a strike. Throw to second, not in time. Just a little high. And here comes John again. Joe Ortiz, he hunched over a little bit in that quick react to John animated about the call. More with his head. Now he's pointing over at second base. It's called strike, so it runs the 2. And picks up his 10th steal of the season. Gotten his word in, and he'll head back. Again, Kyle Moore out for the final 4 of this series, so he's gone today, tomorrow, Sunday. He'll be back when he continues their road trip to Akron, spending some time with his family on his vacation days. During the season, it's a long season, as they deserve time off, especially in year. But now go ahead, run in scoring, puts no one out. The 2-2 offering. Switching ball foul, first base side. Count stays even on Baker. Stauffer actually made two appearances in the Altoona series. The win in Bowie's 12-3 win because of just his length and tossed 2 1/3 innings when the starting pitcher didn't even finish 5. Stauffer struck out 2 batters and walked 3, allowed a run. 2-2, fouled off again left side, and the count remains. But right now, Stauffer really trying for that swing and miss pitch early, just been able to get it. With a blank stare at third, fires another 2 outside. Off-speed pitch, full on Baker, back-to-back fulls for Stauffer to start this inning. Again, it would have been nice for him at the start of an inning, then in the middle of an inning with runners on base. 2 comes home, and it's swung on him, just down and in for strike 3. Baker goes curveball. First punch out for Stauffer, 5th overall for Bowie pitching. Jack Dunn. Oh for one day for Dunn. He threw a double play in the first. Walked in the first pitch. Strike. Fastball. Nicks the lower out corner. And it's nothing and one to start. Well, really started to fall here now at FNB Fieldberg. We had plenty of sunlight around first pitch. That time is well come and gone. Now we've just got a couple of heavies with a dark tint of blue holding above pitch. Misses further with the knees, and it runs the count even at a ball and a half. One, one. The fastball missing. The count goes to 2 balls and a strike. Again, he had a rain delay to us over in Altoona. But that was so far long ago at this point. You'd expect that rain that had passed them to hit us, but again, it looks like it breaks up through the ranges. And has spared us for the 2-1 pitch. Misses side, a curveball. Count goes to 3-1. All 3 batters here in this 5th inning, seeing a 3. Stauffer off a couple from Handley and sets with run second. The 3-1 is checked away. Dunn couldn't pull back in time. The home plate ump brings him on it. Count roll. Three, two. Swinging a high tight field. Kazer looks to have it on a beat. Looks in front of the warning track. Grabs it. Runs. Here's a missile to third. And in time! Sarbriano played it so nonchalantly. Pulled the ball out and snapped the tag on Martin. An outfield assist from Kazer in just his second game right field today. A 9-5. And the inning is over after the leadoff walk. We're on a 6th here at FNB Field in Hampton. Tied at 3. You're listening to baseball.
Sky Shooter Blaze by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you bang for your buck. Sky Shooter displays include traditional shows, true musicals, custom choreographed, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Why a try? Find out more by calling 570-328-1861 or visit us on zypyrotechnics.com.
It's not ball season without fireworks, and you always count on the biggest and best at Prince George's Stadium. It's a way to cap off a fun evening at the ballpark. Spectacular fireworks. And the Bay Sox have got you covered this season with 16 different shows to choose from. So get your tickets now at Bay.com. Still 3 more fireworks shows in the month of July on Saturday the 16th, Friday the 29th, and Saturday the 30th. Hope to see you there.
PestNow is proud to partner with Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 301-231-300 or visit us on www.pestnow.com.
On to the sixth inning here at FNB Fieldingburg as Bowie and Harrisburg are still tied 3. Matt Sabatis with you as Leo Garo continues on the mound for the first pitch in. Maverick Handley bounces in a breaking ball, and it's 1-0 to start. Handley with his first plate appearance faced Cody Roberts following the fourth inning. He's been catching now behind for the rest of the game as the next pitch is called a strike. It's 1-1. In the season, hitting .242 with 8.6 runs batted in for the Bay Sox. As Leover Peguero to round the solo home run for Ortiz, a pretty quiet other inning as gives up a fly ball to Handley here. Field running down on it, Trey Harris is there to receive. And gone. Well, thinking of catching changes had me thinking about a story from the Tech League the other night, how they were having some issues with, I want to say it was Tulsa, Dodgers affiliate in the Northwest Arkansas, which is the Kansas City Royals affiliate. They were playing, and Tulsa was just demolishing Northwest Arkansas. First pitch to Toby Welk, misses down ball, it's 1-0. A foul ball hit off the mask of the original catcher in the game, and he had to be taken out. As the next pitch is line powered and just foul. Hook a bit too far up the line, and it runs the count on Welk, who's okay with a sacrifice fly. Northwest Arkansas's catcher had to leap after, I think it was the third inning, and then second catcher, the backup catcher, not even the backup, just the other catcher. Bowie doesn't even have a backup catcher. They just have two good catchers. As the 1-1 comes in, and Welk swings through it down, countable ball and two strikes now. But then the same thing happened to the North Arkansas catcher in the, I want to say the fifth inning. Happened again, a foul off of the mask of the catcher had to be taken out of the game. 1-2, fouled Welk back behind the screen, count stays. So what do you do? What do you do at that point when you don't have any other catcher? And interestingly enough, as I had said, Northwest Arkansas was getting blown out. It was 23-8. As the 1-2 comes home, Welk gets a sliver on it, maybe splinter at the most, and it bounces back screen, count stays. So at that point in the game, Northwest Arkansas lost their catcher. They already had a position player on the mound to pitch. And they took that position player that was on the mound to catch. As the 1-2 comes in, swung on and missed for strike 3. Pitch was well in the dirt, a curveball. Picked up Real Pineda, and he beats Welk with the throw. Second strikeout for Francis Peguero. It's for all for Harrisburg pitching. And now on to Greg Cole. Yeah, so North Arkansas had to bring a position player in catch, which, I mean, technically, it's an oxymoron. A catcher is a position player. But they had to bring in a non-catch who was a position player pitching and have a different player pitch for the rest of the game while the position player pitching became the catcher. Catch all that? Pitch to Greg Cullen. Misses eyed. And the count starts out at 1-0. Again, my voice has been gone for 3 days. I really got to make myself laugh at some point. As the 1-0 pitch comes home and Cullen went high, a fastball. And it's 1-1. Cullen got hit by a pitch. No offering back in the fourth inning, but he was hit at first base. 1-1 comes in, and Cullen counts. Two balls and a strike now. Harrisburg has their lone left-hander warming bullpen at this moment. Brian Gonzalez is getting loose. As the 2-1 pitch is strike. Change up hits middle. Run the count even one, Cullen. Quick layout for Maverick Handley and a strikeout for Toby Welk. Started this inning out as Peguero a perfect frame following the solo hole out in the fifth inning. The 2-2 pitch down and inside. And it runs the count full on Cullen. He ran it back in the third inning but struck out swinging. Yeah, so just since Bowie made the quick switch so early in this game, it's leaving after just the fourth inning. So like who would be the super emergency catcher for the Sox? J.D. Mundy? Here's the payoff. Cullen fouls it off left side. What's more? Honestly, just the quick lineup did on who it actually would be. Could be a pitcher, we know. Another 3-2 to Cullen. That's for strike 3. Change up down. A great change up this inning for Peguero. Used it for 2 strikeouts and a perfect 6th inning. Bottom of the frame coming up, a 3-3 game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It takes time to get rich, full coffee beans from the lush mountains of Colombia and Brazil to Royal, but less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world, because Royal Farms' new Swiss coffee machines grind those rich, full coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best in the world. Real fresh, real Royal Farms.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe welding or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path to work for life without experiencing any kind? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamers UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steam-602.org. Steamfitters-602.org.
Birthday bash with the Bay Sox is time at the ballpark. Bring your friends to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday party, a whole one-of-a-kind experience, Prince George's Stadium. Book yours at 301-444-4880 or at baysox.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning here at FNB Field in Harrisburg, as we've got a 3-3 ball in our hands. Adam Stauffer in toward for the Bay Sox faces heavy hitter Will Garcia. Switch hitter bats left, and the first is popped him up. On field, in front of the mound, Stauffer by Prieto, who hesitates on the mound, and by Greg Cullen. The second baseman collide Prieto slightly. They bump Cullen into his back. Might have knocked a little pin down out of him, and maybe contact or something, too, as Prieto just bends over slightly in front of the mound before walking back to his position. And now here comes Joey Ortiz to chat with him as well. See if Lindsay Birchfield comes out. She's standing at the edge of the dugout, ready to see if Prieto calls for her. The umpire is checking on them as well, and it looks like, hey, but they're just going to give him a chance to get. Now, of course, he didn't see Cullen coming. Cullen probably had the better angle, as Prieto did have to climb the hill and then descend the hill. You never want that. As Trey Harris steps in, the first pitch to him is called. Count starts out and nothing in one. 0-for-3 day for Harris. To right field back in the first inning. Grounded out to the baseman his last time up. Yeah, so that was probably more Cullen's ball to catch. But, of course, Prieto just saw it. Once Cullen realized that he was climbing the mound, Cullen probably took matters into his hands. It just so happened that with Prieto, it's just an unfortunate situation. Next pitch misses wide day. 1-1. Stauffer sent offering, and it swung on and missed down and away. Goes to a ball and two strikes now. As it looks to be, Harrisburg is getting a different arm in their bullpen. They had Brian Gonzalez last half inning. Left-hander was potentially set to come if Francis Peguero had trouble in the sixth. And the 1-2 is swung on and missed down. 3. It's a devastating curveball, and Harris is eliminated. Second strikeout for Adam Stauffer, sixth overall. And that's Reed Schaller going Harrisburg right now in the pen. He'll come out to replace Peguero, which is with 2 innings. Schaller will be making his second appearance of the series. It's a tough appearance on Tuesday. Now here's his first pitch. Fastball misses up and a count starts out at 1-0. Stauffer is cleaning it up a little bit. Defenses have forced him out today. As the 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed down, it's 1-1. His slide is really making some good inroads at the moment. Gave up that swinging bunt single in the inning that gave Harrisburg a brief lead on just a little ball in mound, basically, with 2 outs in runner scoring position in the 1-1 pitch. This is in and skips away, hit some in the other batter's box as well as the count goes 2-1. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a piece, hits off the middle catcher, but too far ahead of the curveball there, Pineda, as the count runs even and 2 strikes. But yeah, Stauffer has been getting help from defense too, some good plays. Not to mention Colton Kowser today. Kowser has been so instrumental in Bowie being in this game, of course, offensively one, defensively two. He stole a home from Jackson Clough back in the third inning, and he picked a deep fly from Jack on in the fifth and threw out Rudy trying to advance to third on the tag. Stauffer looks for a perfect six. 2-2. Just is down and away, breaking ball. One runs full. Bowie does not have a called third strike from their pitching staff yet in this game. They don't have a pen in this game yet either. I say perfect in this game? Perfect inning in this game. Surprise again for the punch out. Here it is. Drive hits off the mound and served into center base hit. Really no chance for anyone to make that kind of hit. Pineda, he was hoping to get back into the hit column. Had an eight-game hit streak going into Wednesday. He had yesterday. Eight-game hit streak going into Wednesday and came up. So now he's got hits in nine of his last 10 for the Senators. And he runs a go-ahead run with two outs here in the sixth. Now Justin Connell to bat, who's been on base twice. Curveball. And the count starts out at 1-0. Connell got hit by a first pitch he saw in the second inning, and then he walked on a full count against Briffy. That was the start of Hanafy's end. He walked back-to-back batters with fourth and was done. 1-0. Fastball misses high, and it's 2-0. Maybe something about Connell, I'm not sure. He's have 11 home runs this season, but none again. 2-0. Called a strike. Curveball in the lower outside corner, and the count's to 2-1. A three-game here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Back and forth all night. We lead. Harrisburg jumped ahead 2-1. 2-1 pitch. He swung on and lined out to left center field. Watson dancing a little before finding it, running down and making the catch. Fly out to the inning. A two-out single left stranded first. And as we move to the seventh, a 3-3 game. You're listening to Sox Baseball.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tillitary Appreciation Night, purchase seat at the ticket office with a proof of service, you'll only pay half price. Bring along your on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best hour around every Thursday from 5:30, $2 Bud and Bud Light, other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballparks. Get your tickets now at base.com.
From stems to stitches, sore throats, stomach aches, and pulled muscles in IV, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see her from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every year. X-rays, lab tests, and drugs are on site, and most major plans are accepted. For routine visits and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, name fits.
Patient First, partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
The Bay Sox are calling all deadhead their way out to Prince George's Stadium on Friday 26th for Grateful Dead Night. With special themes and music all night throughout, culminate in a Grateful Dead themed fireworks show to cap the evening. Fans who purchase a special package ticket receive a limited edition Bay Sox t-shirt collaboration and a ticket to the game. So be sure to Friday, August 26th. It's Grateful Dead Night at the ballpark. Find out more at Bay Sox.com. Well, fans, cares around the corner, Patient First. Urgent care that's open 8 a.m. every day of the year. Every patient has on-site labs, x-rays, and prescription drugs. Patient First. Team fits. As we move the seventh inning here at FNB Field in Harrisburg, a 3-3 ball game. The Senators, their pitching change. Second relief day for Harrisburg is Reed Sharp, taking over for Francis Pagaro. Two innings, two hits, one run. Pagaro struck out three, did not walk a batter. Zotson will lead off for Bowie, the number nine. Batter's pitch to him is fouled off. Green, and the count starts out at nothing and one. Watson, Norby, and Gauser two up half inning for Bowie. Zach walked in the third inning, swinging on a full count pitch in the fourth. As Schaller sets, fires the 0-1, smokes it out to right field deep. Justin Connell now running down and in the Mayflies and makes the catch. Fly out to right, opens things up here in the set, back up to Connor Norby. Too many Mayflies so far tonight. The night is still a little young. Then pop out. Maybe they're hiding the humidity, hoping that they don't get rain case. Marie Calder, 6'3", 210-pound, 12-year-old right-hander from Indianapolis, Indiana. Third-round draft selection in 2018. Fires a first pitch strike, lower outside corner to Norby. It's nothing and one to open. Schaller set, holds at the waist, sends in the next, and he watches it miss low. Count runs strike. To Norby so far, three strikeout, All three of them swinging. He's only seen two balls in one of the plate appearances in the third. 1-1. Called a fastball, nicks the outside corner of the zone, too. Reed Schaller has made 26 appearances, gone 4-5.74 ER with 31 1/3 innings pitched, 3 strikeouts, 19 walks. He's allowed 2 home runs. Next pitch. Grounded, short, picked on the run between the legs, but takes a secondary hop to charge. Fires the first, and it's in time. 6-3 put out. Quickly, 2 gone. So Schaller comes his second appearance of this series. He was a pitcher on Tuesday. Picked up their 9-4 win. He took on the eighth inning. Ground out by Joey Ortiz. Allowed 5 consecutive bat late. Hit by pitch, bunt single. An RBI triple by John and back-to-back RBI singles. First pitcher to Colton Cowser. Misses his side. Brushes his feet back. Had to kick them out of the way as it rolls to the backstop. 1-0 to start. Hanley and Toby Welk each had base hits as well. He allowed 3 runs on 4 hits, 1/3 of an inning. 1-0 pitch. Cowser pulls it off left side. It's even a ball and a strike, so Schaller is already better than he did on Tuesday. But in a 3-3 game, all Bowie was tagging for just 1 run, and then they can cruise from there. As Adam Stauffer is probably going to be Dunhawks now as the next pitch to Cowser misses Jay. Fastball looked a little bit closer, but it runs the count to 2-1. Bowie does have a right-hander tossing in their bullpen. I think that might be Griffin McClarty. 2-1. Cowser swings at it and fouls it off left side. Count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes, and yes, McClarty. A 1-for-2 day solo home run in the first. Defense has kept this game intact. The 2-2, though, is swung on and missed down. Strike 3. Down and inside, and a perfect 7th for Reed Schaller. Includes his first strikeout. Time to stretch here at F&B Field in Harrisburg. Boy, could I use it. My legs are tired. We're back in a bit. 3-3 game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats, and balls, all at great prices. Located at the main gate at Prince George's Stadium, online at BaySoxShop.com, Tackle Box is the only place to get the Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince's Stadium at BaySoxShop.com.
Baseball is a game of lists. Base stealers, closer, cleanup hitters. Together, they help stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team, orthopedic surgeons, nurse casers, a physical therapist, and more. All get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. It's teamwork. To learn more, connect with an agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at EIWC.com.
On the Green Incorporated is our team providing professional organic care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care program ballpark quality results. Each service custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with operated. Go to ongreeninc.com.
Well, we're on to the bottom of the seventh inning here at Field in Harrisburg. So glad you're sticking with us. Scratchy all as the Bowie Bay Sox and the Harrisburgers are tied at 3. And at least I'm giving you a better voice as the days hopefully should be back. Maybe toward 80% tomorrow. I was saying 70% earlier today, but as the game is on, obviously, the constant of the throat does tax its, you know, just overall. But we don't need to talk about the medical jargon of it as we move into the bottom of the frame. Bowie sent onto the mound. Griffin McClarty takes over following a good relief appearance for Adam Stauffer. First pitch to Omar Merihildo is missed wide. Slider starts bat, nothing in one. 8-9-1 in the Harrisburg lineup with Merihildo, Clough, and then Martin set to bat as McClarty turned up and sends home the next. It swung on and missed high this time, and it's already nothing in two. Third innings of scoreless ball for Stauffer. Allow an inherited run to score that gave Harrisburg the lead for that win. But 2 hits, no run, 2 strikeouts, only 1 walk. Here's the 0-2, down and away. Slider from he runs the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Griffin McLarty, 6'3", 105-pound right-hander, drafted in the 8th round in 19 from the College of Charleston. Fires the 1-2 pitch to Mary Hildo, and it's in there for strike three. A bit of a generous give on the outside edge for a ball from McLarty. If I were Mary Hildo, I might have put a little bit more of a fuss since the first called third strike from a Bowie pitcher. But hey, Bowie is not going to get upset. McLarty's not going to get upset on his first strikeout to relief appearance. 7th overall punch out for Bowie Ping, and now here's Jackson Clough. First pitch. Clough watches ball, and the count starts out at 1-0. McLarty, season, has been getting some good outing for Bowie. Clough had the RBI single in the 4th inning. Gave Harrisburg the brief 3-2 lead. Tease's solo home run tied it. Next pitch here, though, is a fastball called for strike on the outside edge of the zone. Count runs even at... McLarty is 0-2 on the year with a 6.59 ERA and 6 sixes for Bowie. Next pitch. Misses high a fastball, and it's 2 and a strike on Clough. 27 and a third innings for McLarty. He struck out 34 batters, 21. He's allowed 5 home runs and 20 hits total. Opponents are hitting him at a 55 clip. To Quares. Pulls back, though, as ball misses too far down and inside. Interesting decision there from Clough as the count runs to 3 balls and a strike. McLarty is coming off of a great string of appearances. That ERA dip lower and lower, 6-5. Hit one. Cracked bat, pop, foul ground, third base side, Prieto running, and it falls down into the base dugout. Prieto had to buff up against the wall of the dugout and get there. But this ballpark are a little bit unique. The way that the ballpark is constructed is they make it as flood-proof as possible. Because of its location on an island in they've got flood doors around all of the low-level houses and umpires' rooms, and the dugouts are not sunken in. There's no steps into the dugouts. It's just flat ground, running track, and the field of play. Prieto just ran right in. Next pitch, fouled off again left side. As the count remains full on Clough. But McLarty is riding 9-2 consecutive scoreless innings for Bowie. He is allowed a run in an appearance Sox since June 19th. That's how strong he's been. 3-2 pitch. Fouled off. Highest ball. And the count stayed. Over 2/3 innings run, McLarty has allowed just hits and 4 walks. He struck out 12. Hasn't even allowed a runner in his last 2 appearances. Fired all 12 batters he faced in the series. 3-2 pitches. Swung on and missed strike 3. Curveball down and inside. Back-to-back punch-outs. McLarty to start his relief outing. 8 on the day pitching, and now back to the top of the lineup. The 3 game here in Harrisburg. Bowie had the early 1-0. Harrisburg tied it in the, well, actually, to the bottom of the first. Colton Kowser had a solo home in the first, and Wilson Garcia with a 2 made it 2-1. First pitch to Martin. Missed down and inside. Breaking ball down out at 1-0. Tied the game in the 4th on a sacrifice fly by Welk. Harrisburg took the lead for the 4th. On a swinging bunt goal with 2 outs. Next pitch up and away. And it's 2-0. 3-2, but a 2-out solo home run in the 5th inning for Joey Ortiz. 5th of the season. Came back up at 3, and that's where we've been since. 2-0 pitch. Called a strike. Fastball hits the top half of the zone, and the count goes to 2-1. Wind whipping up just a little bit in the field. Coming in pretty much from left field. Some of the right-handed batters. As the 2-1 comes home, and it just misses wide a foul to 3 balls and a strike. Again, we have been watching a little radar, not keeping too keen an eye on it, because every time we look, it seems everything's breaking up just as it's close enough to us. 3-1 pitch. In, down and away, 4. Martin wasn't sure. He hesitated in the box, didn't want to running up before being brought back. But he draws the walk. That's the 6th that Martin has drawn today. And the 5th given up by Bay Sox pitching this evening. So now here's Derrick. Runner it for 2 away. Baker on a 2-for-3 day. First. Baker watches called strike. Ball dots the outside corner of the zone. It's not. Baker laid down a bunt inning. He came on Garcia's two-run home run, singled to third, but was left stranded. Pickoff throw to first. Tag a little late. Toby Webase is playing a little bit in tone, so to go a little bit further behind him to try to apply the tag. As the 0-1 comes fouled off, a slice left side. And it's only nothing in two. See if Martin tries for a head start here on an 0-2 pitch. Betcha McLarty throws down and inside for a swing and miss. But Martin could get... Here he goes, 0-2 is down and in for a ball. It is a bullet, but it gets off of the glove and goes to field. Martin will go to third base. The Bay Sox had been ailing them. Two quits in this game, but two stolen bases as well. And now the third stolen base finally ends in E2 as Martin picks up second of the game and 11th of the season. Had to have seen that one coming. And it goes for Bowie. Now it's on McLarty. And strike out Baker here. Still a ball and two. He's in command of the plate appearance. But go ahead, run at third base. A 1-2 pitch. Just misses, dead away. When with the change count, evens now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. You don't want to lose. This might be a good place for the fastball. Clark back and forth slightly. 2-2. Breaking ball lofted into shallow center. Backing up Ortiz. He hops and he makes the catch. So deep in the hole, he probably couldn't even see the sun. Ortiz still found the ball anyway. Takes away a base hit from Darren Baker. Game tied at 3. Thenning coming up at FNB Field. 3-3, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates D.C. area, there is no doubt that it's important for you to have the best trained, qualified people working for you. Steam Fitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC mechanical and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the service and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office techie professionals ready to be your trust advisors. From document creation, office scanning and workflow, to document security, we understand people print. Printers, give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. D Imaging Systems, office technology easy.
Get the best deals at Georgia Stadium with weekly promotions. Tuesdays are military appreciation night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service, and you'll only pay half. Bring along your furry friend on Whoop, and it's the best happy hour around. Thursday from 5 to 6:30. Tour Bud and Bud Light drafts with others throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your ticket at BaySox.com.
The eighth inning here at FNB Field in a 3-3 game as Reed Schaller continues to senders his second inning of relief. Fired the side in the seventh. First pitch, Ortiz is called a strike on a change inside edge. It's nothing in one. Ortiz, Cesar Prieto, and John Rhodes set to bat here in the frame for Bowie. And the wind had been coming in field, could have hampered righties, but now it's kind of settled down. And Ortiz sprays it the other way instead. Splits the gap in right field and rolls to the wall. This is an opportunity, but he'll stop at second base. He had a sit out of the box. It was picked up by Justin Connell in right center as well. But Ortiz picks up his 20th goal of the season to lead off the eighth. So go ahead, run in scoring position for the Sox. And Cesar Prieto. That's one of the other big impacts that Ortiz has been making for Bowie this year. 101 miles an hour off of the bat. Ortiz really starting to spray it in all fields. His recent home run parade and really flying all around the home run the other day went to right field. First pitch to Cesar Prieto misses down. And the count starts at 1-0 as Harrisburg is arm up and moving in their bullpen now. As Schaller has already allowed the dead run on base to start. And now here comes catcher Israel Pineda. Fans, don't forget, four different fireworks shows coming into Prince George's Stadium here in the month of August. Bowie only has two series at the ballpark this month, or in just the same 2-week span. You got to pack them in. You got to get out to the ballpark. There's only so many fireworks shows left, people. Friday the 19th, Saturday the 5th, it's part of Maryland's Baker Fest. There'll be a nice beer stein ticket packable. And then, of course, the Adley Rutschman bag hat giveaway. It's a fabulous design for 750 fans. 13 and up will get the Adleyman hat. And then on Saturday, the fireworks show. Next week, after that, Friday the 26th, Grateful Dead Night with a special t-shirt package available. A special package at BaySoxShop.com. And see some Grateful Dead fireworks the game. And then Saturday the 20th, you've got more fireworks. Four fireworks days crammed into just what's essentially a nine-day span at Prince George's Stadium. You don't want to miss it. Meeting over, next pitch to Cesar Peru is called a strike on a high fastball, and it's 1-1. Runner second, no one out here in the top of the eighth, and 3-3 ball game. Set stretches out in front of the drops to the waist. 1-1. Prieto smokes it out to left center field and deep. Harris is running, looks to have it read deep in the corner of his glove. Ortiz is going to score. Prieto's going to go to second, and the Bates take the lead. The throw gets a little bit wild, but Prieto stops it on the E7, and it's a 4-3 game. Harris had that read the entire. Not sure if the wind played a trick on it. He was heading at Cranny where it backs up to 55 feet. I'm not sure anticipating his back up against the wall, but it just hit off of his glove. He closed it too soon. A two-base error for Cesar. No RBI, of course. Bowie gets the run, and that's what matters most. A 4-3 advantage now, and John Rhodes can maybe on because the situation remains. We're still at second and no one out. First pitch, swings through it. Change up play, and it's nothing and one to start. Rhodes has grounded out twice. He walked back in the fourth inning. He came on to score in that frame as well. Pitch bounces in, kept in front by Pineda. Count evens at a ball strike. Well, now with Bowie ahead, they're going to have to turn to their bull and make sure that keep what's been the best work of the season going. They're going to get a new pitcher on the mound. Go to the next inning as well. Griffin McLarty finishes with just one frame. Next pitch, Rhodes watches a called strike. Fastball low and away, and it's in two. That looks to be Clayton McGinnis warming in the bullpen for Bowie by those long red flowing locks of his. He'll take the eighth, maybe even the ninth. Is 1-2 pitch to Rhodes, swinging a floater out toward right field. That's dead for a base hit up against the line. Comes Prieto, charging around third. Hill, an RBI single for Jones, and it's 5-3 Bowie, eighth. So that makes the run on show, the first run earned, because Ortiz scored on that base hit. Cesar Prieto's run is, of course, because Prieto wouldn't have reached base safely at all. But it's an RBI single for Rhodes, and that's going to spell end of the day for Reed Schuller. Fifth RBI for Rhodes, and a new pitcher coming in for Harrisburg. And they've done it again late in game. Two more runs here in the end, and they lead 5-3. More to come here in the top of the frame. We'll tell you about the new pitcher in a second. You're listening to Sox Baseball.
Bay Sox fans, On the Green is a proud sponsor of the Bay Sox and is celebrating 25 years of providing custom lawn and pest control programs with results for residential and commercial lawn. Mention this ad and receive a discount on your lawn care or pest control service. Indoors this summer with On the Green Inc. Visit the website at onthegreeninc.com or call 410-695-0444. Let's go, Sox, and On the Green Inc., your lawn team.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options group at unbeatable rates with plenty of suites, seats, and decks at the ballpark. Your group can eat their unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 401-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Well, we continue on with the top of the eighth inning at F&B Field in Harrisburg. A 3-Bowie lead. The Bay Sox have three batters of the frame on base. And Chase Reed Schuller from the game. Schuller is in line for loss in just 4 days. Zach Brixey will take down for Harrisburg in relief. Runner at first with one out. With no one out, rather. There should have been one out because of an error, but there's no one out. That belongs to Schuller, so of course his line not yet closed. But Schuller far tossed one inning, allowed just two. At the moment, two runs, one earned. It could go to three runs with two earned, depending on what happens with Johns at first base. One strike for Schaller. He didn't walk anyone. As Zach Brixey takes over to face off against Maverick Hanley. Hanley is second at bat today. He flew out to left field back in the sixth after replacing Cody Rock following the fourth inning. First in from Brixey, and Hanley bounces it to left side. Could be two. Scooped by the shortstop between the legs to Baker at second to first, and a scoop grab at first base. A double play hit into Maverick Hanley, and a quick turn there for one pitch. And he eliminates third runner, gets an out of his own, and now the bases are empty with two out. 6-4-3 double play. And now here's Stone. That closes the line on Reed Schaller as well. Two runs earned for the right-hander. But again, he's still in line for a loss this evening as Toby Welk digs in. First pitch into Welk, bounces in. Count starts out at 1-0. Zach Bricks, 6'2", 230-pound, 23-year-old right-hander from Hickory, North Carolina. Non-drafted free agent signed after the 2020 draft. Did he go to Lenore Ryan? I feel like he might. Here's the 1-0. Fastball misses high, and it's two strikes. Now it went Virginia Tech. Who am I thinking about? Here's the 2-0 pitch. Welk watches side, and the count runs to 3-0. A two-day for Welk, but he did drive in a run. Sacrifice fly in the fourth inning, tied the game at that point. Harris, 3-2 lead. Joey Ortiz hit with a solo home run, and it was at 3-0 here in the top of the eighth when Bowie brought a 2. The 3-0 to Welk, swinging a miss. He had the green light on a high fastball, and it's 3-1. Inning started when Ortiz doubled field. Cesar Prieto reached on an air, stuffed off of the left fielder's glove. Ortiz, and then an RBI single by John Rhodes, scored Prieto. 3-1 pitch, swinging a miss. Same high fastball. Welk missed it. It was full. So a chance here for Bricks to pick up three outs against Schaller's faced in his relief appearance. As Bowie again has Clayton Forming to take on the bottom of the eighth. Pitch. Called strike three. Well, 3-0 and couldn't hold on. Fastball outside edge, and Brixey limits the damage. Bowie gets two across, and they jump ahead. 5-3 lead. Bottom of the eighth coming up into Bay Sox baseball.
From bugs to burns, fevers to flu, and bruises to broken bones, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every year. X-rays, lab tests, prescription drugs are on site, and most insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
The best way to see a Sox game is with a group outing at Georgia Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team to offer plenty of options for your group at Upgrades, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ball. Your group can eat their fill and have an honorable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 going to BaySox.com.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest services. For all your residential and control needs, call PestNow. Rural pest control, termite control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 1-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Things on to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Evan Field in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Nice warm night in Pennsylvania as the Bay Sox have extended their lead 3, breaking out of a 3-3 2 with two runs in the eighth. They'll pitcher onto the mound. Clayton McGinnis over. Griffin McLarty is in, and since Bowie took the lead with him on record, he's up for the win. McLarty got McLarty, then McGinnis. I basically just went to a mess of a name. Scoreless seventh inning with no hit. He struck out one, two bat one. That's it. First pitch from McGinnis. Dunn is grounded slowly to third. Picked in the base. Prieto, and a rip to first is in time. Toby Welk did have to lean a little bit to his left side, but gloved himself up against the ground, finishing out the 5-3 putout. One pitch, one quick out, and on to Wilson Garcia. So again, a scoreless inning for Clardy. Two strikeouts, a walk. McGinnis takes over. 680-pound right-hander, non-drafted, signed in 2019. Went to Warner Shocker. 11 appearances this year for Bowie. 1-0 record. First pitch, Garcia, breaking ball bounce in, and it's one start. 6.08 ERA in his 13 and a third innings. He got 9 batters, walked 6, got 1 home run. He's committed two of his three save opportunity if he takes the ninth. 1-0. Lifted out toward carrying, running on it, Rhodes. Fine, he closes the gap and makes in foul territory. A long sprint for Rhodes in his first left field with Bowie. He has plenty of room to work at this ballpark as well, so he was able to get there with maybe not ease, but at least he made it look not too difficult. Already on just three pitches for Clayton. Now we hear Trey Harris. 0 for Harris, first pitch. Called a strike. Ball hits the top of the zone. It's nothing and one. McGinnis, much like McLarty prior, is running one of his wins of the season. He's gone five consecutive appearances without allowing a run. Five scoreless innings. It's his best 0-1. Check swing, high fastball. They'll appeal. He went. Count goes to nothing and two on that mile-an-hour heater. Guinness has saves under his belt over the last 2 weeks. One in Richmond, one against Altoona. As the 0-2 pitch, it swung on and missed for strike three. Change up, down and away for McGinnis, and a perfect inning, a fast eighth inning to boot. We're on to the ninth at FNB Harrisburg. Bowie leads 5-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Well, as the basin winds down, that means we've got it for football. Friday, September 9th, it's the Bay Sox football night at Prince George's Stadium. Getting ready for college season and the pro season, the Sox will be giving away a special Adley Rutschman bobblehead. Remember, Adley played college football before he joined the Orioles. It's a free bar, 750 fans, ages 13. So be sure to join the Bay Sox foot kickoff night on Friday, September 9th. Tickets at BaySox.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memory. Connect with events that shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey begins.
Baseball is a specialist. Base stealers, clubs, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Also helps set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse cagers, a physical therapist, and more. Your employee back to work, contents, and keep premiums down. That work. To learn more, connect with your agents at Chesapeake Employers at CEWC.com.
The ninth inning here at FNB Field in Harrisburg. So glad you're sticking with us. Sabatis with you. Thank you so much for stopping by on what's been a nice warm night at City Island, Pennsylvania's capital. Bowie 5-3 into the ninth, and the first pitch to Cullen misses a bit high of fastballs. 1-0. It'll be Zach Watson and Connor Orby set to bat as the pitch is swung on and missed outside. 56 mile an hour juice from Zessie, and the count runs even at a ball and a strike. Brixey making his first appearance of this series. He's been pretty much the best pitcher in the close for Harrisburg this season. Next pitch counts a 2-1, but Harrisburg has not had a lead late in all series. He hasn't much work, and they just need to get him out there at some point. Brixey has made 9 appearances, gone 1-0 with a 0.84 ERA. Next pitch misses wide, changeup. Runs to 3 balls and a strike on Cullen. He's 0-2 on the day, a pair of strikeouts, a hit. Cullen, Watson, and Norby set to bat this inning, 3-1. Up and away, I suppose, for that one. Definitely hit the feet of the plate. I guess the call would be a little bit high, considering Cullen's height. Cullen looked like it probably should have gone for a called strike. So Cullen will draw the walk. First for Brixey, fourth for all for Harrisburg pitching, and now here's Watson. First pitch, Watson fouls it off. Fastball right down the middle, but he got too far underneath it. Count starts out at nothing and one. 23rd innings for Brixey this year. He struck out 30 batters, walked 11, out just one home run, and he's a perfect 7 in converting saves. And Watson pops it up. Shallow on the infield now, right side. Foul gun is there, and he has to lean back over to make the catch. Took a tough hook back in toward the left. It sliced foul most up into the air. But Dunn was able to hold off himself just before he hit the dirt. So a pop out for there's one out here in the ninth. As it goes back to the top of the line, Norby. First pitch, Norby swings through a high fastball and one. Norby picked up his seventh home run of the season with Bowie yesterday. Colton Cowser picked up his eighth. And Gunnar Henderson has just up his ninth home run with AAA Norfolk. Sends them to a 6-2 advantage after seven at Nashville. Next pitch, swinging a miss, high fastball. And the count's nothing and two on Norby. It's an 0 for Norby. He's got hit seven of his last eight games for the Bay Sox. Three-game hit streak. He had three hits yesterday. Soft leadoff Cullen, but he's still not attempted to steal with Bowie yet this season. As he comes home, and it's popped foul. It's over to the right side and actually ends up at field of play after hitting off of the ceiling. Count stays at nothing and two. 5-3 Bowie lead. They've been getting everything done at Harrisburg's bullpen this series. The 0-2 pitch. Norby puts it off again back to the screen. Count remains. I know I like to bring up stats a lot. A stat is relevant, and it's in it. It's part of my job to make sure you're aware of it, to just understand how big of a trend this has been for Bowie, considering how many scored and how few runs they've allowed after the sixth inning over these last next pitch. Norby, a late swing and a poke bone waiting on it. The high chop bricks. He gloves and sends to first base. The way he can go. As able to sprint into second base. A one out is the second out of the first. But again, ahead of this gun for Bowie, as they're potentially win their sixth consecutive game, ninth in their last 10. Before stretch started, Bowie had a minus 3 run differential in the seventh and ninth innings of games this season. So in three innings, they allowed 23 more runs than they scored. So 23 more runs allowed than scored. Pitch to Cowser is called a strike. Outside, it's nothing and one. But on this 10-game run, when you include today, the Bay Sox have a run differential of plus 30. In those last three innings, they've scored 30 more runs than they've allowed. Next pitcher grounds it over to short, up the middle on a good shade by Jackson Clough. Goes to first, a little bit offline, but Jack Dunn outstretches to one. 6-3 put out inning. Bowie gets a leadoff walk, but strands again. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Bowie tries to win their sixth straight, 5-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Size shooter displays by Z Pyrotechnics. We'll be lighting up the top of the line fireworks shows following Sox games all season long. We'll give you the best bang for your buck. Shooter displays include traditional true pyro musicals, custom rig graph lays, and much more. The night is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online zytechnics.com.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. Mainly, what we do and how much it's you. Just take a moment to think what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are all the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring it to you.
Get the best deals at Prince George Stadium with weekly promotions all Tuesdays are military appreciation. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a prize and you'll only pay half price. Bring on your furry friend on Woof Wednesday. It's the best happy hour around every from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud Light drafts with other beer specials here and live music to get started. It's always a great time at the ball, so get your tickets now at base.com.
We're on at the bottom of the ninth inning here at MB Field in Harrisburg as the Bays maintain a 5-3 advantage, win their sixth consecutive game. It's already the longest win streak of the season at just five straight. We're hoping to take it one step further in a series and maybe gain in the Southwest Division. First pitch to Israel Pineda. Misses a bit down Clayton McGinnis, and the count starts out at 1-0. It'll be 6-7 lineup for Harrisburg. Pineda, Justin, and Omar Marihildo. Guinness tries for a second inning of relief, decide an order in the eighth, a pretty dominant inning. Here's the 1-0, is in again, and the breaking ball to 2-0. And McGinnis only used six pitches in the ground out, a fly out, and a three-pitch strikeout. Now he's behind on Pineda, 2-0, who's 1-for-3 on the day, singled in the sixth pitch. Routine fits right down Broadway for a called strike, on the count to 2-1. A little bit of breathing room right now for McGinnis, ensuring very critical. That RBI single from Rhodes definitely helped in the eighth inning. 2-1 pitch. Grounded foul for third base side. Hits off the netting. And the count runs 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bowie and Harrisburg will be back at it again tomorrow with Justin Armbruster tossing for the base. Right now, it's the 2-2. Swinging a puck to the mound. A slow bounce. It picked low, but he has just enough time to leisurely toss it to first base. And Pineda, 0-3 put out. A good pound by McGinnis to keep it from sitting under his glove. He made sure to get time. Meanwhile, Greg Cullen came running down from second base, and he whispered something to McGinnis before Justin Cullen gets into the box. Connell is 0-1 in the day. He's been on base twice. Hit by a walk. He does have a run scored. First pitch. Pass ball. He peed back on it, but it was in the zone. Good bit of run back to the inside edge of the zone, and it's nothing to one to start. As Harris does have a right-hander loosening in their pen. They won extra innings. The 0-1. Called a strike at the knees. And at the knees, a bit generous. That one definitely looked a little bit low, and it frustrates Connell. He calls for time to get into his own pacing because he wasn't too happy was called against him. So it's nothing to. The pitch from McGinnis. Down and away, a slider. Runs to a ball and 2 strikes. Well, Josh Conway, it said, it's not really any sort of set-defined role team. You see at this level, sometimes you do have a defined closer, a defined setup man. The 1-2 pitch is in as the count goes to. But Jeff really said it in what reasonable way. At this level, you don't really have those definitions. Grooming someone to be a closer in the big leagues, or you're grooming someone to be a key setup. You want to see what they're capable of and just put the guys in there with the best possible opportunity. 2-2 foul. Third base side, and the count remains even at 2 on Connell. Because for Harrisburg, they have Zach Blair closer. 7 opportunities, he's converted all 7. Meanwhile, Bowie, their saves leader has Connor Loprich and Shelton Perk 3. The 2-2, down and away. Fat runs the count full. Clayton McGinnis can win them too. He's got 2 saves. He's got them both 2 weeks as well. Picked up a save in the Richmond series. Picked up a save in the Altoona series. Off pitch. Late swing for strike 3. What a attack from Justin Connell. He said slider was about to hit center, and he just had to go after. Made himself look silly. Was going to go for a call, and Connell just practically flicked his for the bat to cross through the zone when the pitch was pretty much already behind. Second strikeout for 10th overall for Bowie, and Bowie's an out away from a 6-game win. Here's Omar Merritt. First pitch home. Swinging a drive out to deep left field. Rhodes looks up, and there it goes. Solo home run for Omar Hildo with 2 outs here in the 9th inning. Pittsburgh's within a run. It's 5-4. 100 miles an hour off the bat. 102 feet away from home. The 4th home run of the season, Omar Hildo. 2 of them had a series. So now a little bit less more error. McGinnis has to down for Jackson Clough here. First pitch. Clough floats it out to right center. This should do it. Zach Watson runs over, camps, and makes the catch. The Bowie Bay Sox are once again, for the 4th consecutive day, they break through and win their 6th consecutive game. Tonight's final, B5, Harrisburg 4. We've got plenty to come on Bay's postgame following another big win. We'll step aside and get you everything you need to know after this. You're listening to Bay Sox.
It takes time to flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machine grinds those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms' freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
At DCA Imaging, we provide a tenured team of office professionals ready to be your trusters. From document creation, output devices, scanning, and workflow, to document storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging
301-577-1021 or find out about how we can help you. DAImaging.com. DC Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Fielder's Choice Flex with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best way to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options and suite rentals, special access to Diamond View Restaurant, and a free member collectible at your first home game of the year. Pack now by calling 301-464-4860 or heading online to Bay Sox. At Luminous Health, we want you to invest. This summer, take the time to get your annual health screenings. Visit a Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctor's Center, or one of our primary offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous, you are the MVP. Learn more at health.org.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay Sox postgame. Let's head back to the ballpark with Matt Savanas.
Well, this win as overpowering as we have gone for the Bowie Bay Sox, but big and thrilling win for Bowie. They take down Harrisburg for the fourth consecutive night. Extend their win six consecutive games. Your final time. Bowie 5, Harrisburg 4. As we get rolling with Bay Sox postgame field in Harrisburg, Matt Sabatis from City Island in Pennsylvania's Caps. We'll recap this game in depth, look around the Eastern League and the Orioles organization. Seems to be that Bowie might find a little ground in the Southwest Division end of the day. But first we recap. We go all the way back in time to the faraway land of 2 when first pitch came home from Jake Irvin, Connor Norby. It was a swinging kick and Norby would eventually strike out, but in Kowser, he would not be easy to take down against Irvin Gabley Edge. Here's the 1-1. Listed out toward right, spin deep. It sends Martin running. He's stopping at the wall, and this one is gone. Colton Kowser says goodbye. His aim run of the season is a massive pass to straightaway center field. And for the fourth consecutive game, the Sox have struck in the first inning. It's 1-0. So Kowser for the year made it 1-0, but it would be short-lived. Harrisburg has been in the first inning of games 2 this series. And after a couple of opening singles at Hanafy, a double play looked like Bowie got out of the frame scoreless. Garcia, he's been a thorn in the side of just about every Bowie this season, and he showed it again today. As Hanafy set, runner at second, two away, Bowie leads one first. Next pitch, serve deep out to field. Oh, he's done it again. Captain's back, and there it goes. Wilson Garcia's home run of the season and his sixth against Bowie is a two-run shot to jump ahead. They lead 2-1. It's 2-1 Harrisburg, and that would that way into the top of the second inning. Bowie went down in order against Jake Irvin. But Brendan Hanafy caught a runner stealing an inning thanks to Cody Roberts, and the game moved on third, still 2-1. A couple of walks against Jake Irvin, but he struck out three more batters, and he was with six strikeouts at that point through just three his work. In the bottom of the third, Brendan Hanafy worked around a couple of late runners to keep things scoreless in that frame. Still 2-1 going into the fourth. That got going again. Another strikeout by Irvin to open the frame up to 7, but then he walked batter of the day, John Rhodes. Cody released the double to right field, put Rhodes at base, and that was enough breathing room for Tope to tie the game. He's in the Eastern League. 1-2 pitch, drills it out to deep right center field. This is run. Backing up on it just he squares, runs in a tad. He'll bullet back home, but it's cut off. And Bowie is tied the game. A sacrifice fly by Toby Welk in a 2-2. So too, as Welk picked up his 7th RBI, but that lead, or that tie, would be short-lived, because in the bottom, Hanafy came on for what turned out his longest appearance of the season, and just wasn't able to finally forth. You hoped it was going to come. After a strikeout, he then walked a batter, walked another batter, had to be lifted for Adam Stauffer. Jeff, while he didn't get a lot of contact on, it was just enough to field into just enough Ray, leading to a run. Poked up the third baseline. Fouled by Stauffer, sent to first, but wide, and it gets away. Runner's trying to score, throw, and it's offline. Runner scores. They go back third, and they get the back end runner trying to advance. So that would make it 3-2 on the swinging bunt RBI single from Jackson Clough. But in any inning, so that meant there was damage, and Bowie had an opportunity to maybe tie fifth as Francis Peguero came, who'd already pitched in this series, and Bowie had already tapped a couple of runs. And as it would turn, Bowie would be able to get him again. Though, as the Bay Sox had going, Joey Ortiz able to hit a game-tying home run in the fifth inning, made it 3-3. Bottom of the fifth, as Adam Stauffer continued work, looked like it might go back in favor of Harrisburg after a leadoff stolen base by Rudy Martin. Deep flyout set up an opportunity to maybe move into scoring position, but Kowser, on a great day in the field, is not going to let that happen. 3-2, so drive out to right field. Kowser looks to have it on a beat. Runs it. Warning track. Grabs it. Runner tag. Missile to third. And it's in time. Cesar Bro played it so nonchalantly. Pulled the ball down and the tag on to Martin. Outfield assist from Kowser. His second game in right field today. A 9-5 putout. See, that's such a play for Cesar Prieto. Someone at such a young age to be playing so keenly and so nonchalantly by that tag and not give the runner charging to third any indication slide. Because if he slid, Prieto might have been able to apply the tag. And that kept the game tied at three, if I can get words out here. Goodness. Into the sixth inning, where Bowie went down in order against Francis McGee. In the bottom of the sixth, it was still Adam Toffer. He worked a scoreless frame around a two-out single, and in the seventh against new pitcher Reed Aller, the Bay Sox went down in order. In the bottom of the seventh, a runner got a walk, a stolen base, and an error put the run at third base, but Griff Clardy was able to get a pop out in the infield to end the frame at three even. And in the eighth, he took back over. Lead off double by Joey Ortiz, put go-ahead run in scoring, but Cesar Prieto came up. He's spun deep. Looked like it could have had a chance. Ultimately, it still led to one. As Schaller sets, stretches in front of the chest and drops to the waist. 1-1. Smokes it out to left center field and deep. Running back looks to have it red. Deep in the his glove! Ortiz score! Prieto's going to go to second. Bay Sox take the lead. The throw bit wild, but Prieto stops it on the E7, and it's a four game. So, of course, number Prieto took Ortiz's spot at second, and that was still a runner in scoring position. An insurance runner, mind you. And Rhodes made sure to make the most of the eighth, maybe even the ninth as well. Two-pitch to Rhodes, swinging a floater toward right field. That's down for a hit up against the line. Here comes Prieto, charging around third. He'll score. An RBI single for Jones, and it's 5-3 Bowie Heath. Turned out to be a crisp insurance run for the Bay Sox, because after a scoreless bottom of the eighth and scoreless top of the sides, Clayton McGinnis, Bowie, he pitched a perfect eighth, but ninth, he ran into a bit of trouble after getting two quick outs. O'Mara Hildo found a pitch to hit. First home, swinging a drive out to Diehl. Rhodes looks up, and there it goes. Solo home for Omar Merahildo with two in the bottom of the ninth inning. Harrisburg's within a run. It's 5-4. So, Ed and Blake Hill there, because Jackson Clough was coming up too well against Bowie, only has four home, but you never know what could happen, because base, and suddenly the top of the lineup could do something to tie the game. See, though, Clough maybe got a little bit too late, and McGinnis was able to close the door fast. Down for Jackson Clough here, first pitch. Lefty Clough floats it out to right field. This should do it. Zach Watson runs over, camps, and makes the Bowie Bay Sox winners once again. Fourth consecutive day, they break through late and win their sixth consecutive game. Final, Bowie 5, Harrisburg 4. So your final, Bowie scores 5 runs on 6 hits with 1 left on 6. Harrisburg scores 4 runs on 7 hits with 1 error at 5. Griffin McLarty picks win. He moves to 1-2 on the season as Reed Schaller takes the loss. He falls to 4. Clayton McGinnis the save. It's his second of the year as the game was played in 36 minutes in front of a paid attendance of 3,187. With the win, Bowie moves to 49-50 on the season. A 6-game streak for the Bay Sox and the closest that they have been to 500 since May 11th when they started or when they were in the midst of a 6-game series with the Reading Fighting Phils. Bowie is now 21-28 on the road and 22-8 in the second half. With the loss, Harrisburg falls to 40-6 in the year, a 4-game losing streak as they're now 19 at home and a 10-21 record in the second. Two sides meet again tomorrow as continues. Bowie has now won the 6-game series. It's theirs for the third consecutive series win as they opened up the post-All-Star break with a Richmond and then a series win against Altoona. They have a chance to win the 5th game in this series tomorrow, and we'll pregame in just a little bit. But for now, we break. Turn, we look around the Eastern League and see if finally the Bucks may have gained a little bit of ground in the South Division. Did Portland finally pick up against Erie? You have to stick around and find out. You're listening to Bay Sox postgame.
There's a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading dentists right here in the D.C. area, we love Bay Sox fans' smile with confidence. Amazing smile you deserve. Visit rads.com today and book your free consult. adsmile.com. Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider, Bowie Bay Sox.
There's plenty going on at the ballpark on Saturday, 27th. Bowie will be hosting a special tribute to baseball, as well as an exhibit presented Josh Gibson Foundation with special on the Hall of Famer's career, as well as the base huge Touch a Truck event featuring dozens of construction, excavation, emergency vehicles, and all fans to enjoy and interact with exhibits as well. It begins at 4:30 and is going to till 6:30 ahead of the 6:35 game. It's all presented by Miss Utility and comes your way on a busy Saturday, August 27th. Tickets at baysox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Vision First. Walk in to see a doctor 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most insurance plans are accepted. For illnesses and injuries, Patient is here for you. Patient First. Name fits.
Patient First. Proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. A.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Back one final time here from FNB Fieldsburg following Bowie's 5-4 win over the Harrisburg Senators, their sixth straight win, and it's a lot in the Southwest Division standings at the end of the night. Matt Zamata's with you from City Island in Harrisburg as we a quick cruise around the scoreboards in the East League. Looks to be the rest of the Circus Gone final. The pseudo doubleheader over at TD Bank Bulgewater, Somerset and Binghamton had their game yesterday in just the fourth. Picked it back up, and Binghamton still held up. It was 11-1 when the game got suspended. Or 10-1, rather. They eventually won 11-8. Somerset made a leap, but it was still well too far out of their reach. Game two, though, was another late win for Binghamton. They have dominated that first four games over Keys affiliate. That Subway Series, dang, blood runs hot. Seven runs inning in that second one for Binghamton. Was, of course, a seven-inning game following the resumption of the suspended game. Five, Binghamton picked up the win there. New Hampshire over Richmond today. Really a shutout for the Fisher Cats, but on a run in the ninth inning. 6-1 the score there. Reading, a 2-1 win, a squeaker over Hartford as the Yard Goats fall to a paltry 6-1-38. Oh, my goodness. Hart's 18-12, however, in the set. They still lead the Northeast Division, trying for their first postseason berth, 2013. Altoona walked off of Akron, and it was scoreless into the ninth inning. Akron took a 1-0 lead in the ninth. Altoona brought two runs across in the bottom of the frame to earn the W. And then, of course, the score that matters most in the division standings was Erie and Portland. Erie, a 2-0 lead after just the second, and it got nothing else from there. Portland actually gave up seven hits, Erie, but only the two runs, while the Seahawks themselves only collected six hits. A run in the fifth for Penn, two more in the eighth to pick the 3-2 win. Erie falls now to 20-10. They're finally teams back of the Bay Sox, who are in first place. This is the farthest that Bowie has been in first place all season. This incredible run that the Bay Sox on, they've not been able to gain any ground because Erie has just been matching them first step, but they finally have advantage over the Seawolves in the Southwind. Around the Orioles organization, it was that same pseudo doubleheader. At Aberdeen and Wilmington had to suspend there in the fourth inning yesterday, with Aberdeen trailing 5-3, but as soon as restarted the Ironbird control, they ended up winning 7-6, and they're in the middle of the second game. Aberdeen leads 8-2 in the bottom of the fifth, and that will be a seven inning game. Things are still not looking good for Delmarva. The low-A squad gave up an 8 spot in the eighth yesterday for a double-digit loss, and they're still not able to get any today as they trail 11-1 at the hands of Augusta, top of the seventh over at Purdue Stadium. Gunnar Anderson picked up his ninth home run in four AAA Norfolk, and that's held way to a 7-2 advantage over Nashville Harbor Park. They're just two out from wrapping up that win tonight. But again, the score we care about on this production is that of Bowie's. 5-4 Oldsburg Senators tonight, and Bowie chance to make it 7 in a row tomorrow. Justin Armbruster will get the start for Game 5 of the six-game tilt, a 1 record and a 4.55 ERA for him against left-hander Tim Cate, who is just 0-1, the 9.24 ERA for Pittsburgh. It'll be a 6 o'clock first contest, which means a DCA Imaging game show of 5-4. For now, though, we say so long. Sabatis and my scratchy voice saying thanks so much for stopping by. We're hopefully a little bit more tomorrow to give you a little bit more calmer for a Bay Sox win, because it has another fun Bay Sox win. Bowie over Harrisburg tonight, one full time, 5-4. To you tomorrow.
Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We hope you enjoyed today's game. Join us next time for another exciting podcast coming up soon. This has been a presentation of the Bowie Sox.